Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You are a great friend. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? Couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late King of Rock and Roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or change his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Hello, this is Christina. Who's speaking? Who's speaking?
Daddy.
Huh? Who's speaking, please? Oh, my boy. How are you? How's it going at school today?
But I do know that his brain doesn't work like other people.
Don't get too cocky, my boy. But how good you are. Don't ever let him see you coming. That's the gap, my friend. You gotta keep yourself small. Innocuous. You're the little guy. You're not a nerd. A leper. Look at me. Underestimated from day one. You never think I was a master of the universe now, would you? That's your only weakness, as far as I can see.
Have you graduated from your radio engineering school yet?
Oh, not yet, but I finished my set, and I expect to graduate any minute.
You sure have your cap and gown on when the mailman hands you that diploma.
Hey, look what I found. Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather round and have a listen?
Well, I've turned something on. I'm starting to think.
Hi. Hi,
Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Word you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they come, Raider Nation. All right, come on, guys. Oh, get out of here. I hate them. Wearing their helmets.
This is a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Don, I think you might be mistaken. Those aren't football helmets.
Oh, my God.
They look similar, though, Robbie.
Yeah, sort of. There's a point on that.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hay.
Do I smell fear?
And all the ships at sea, not just lowbrow, they're no-brow. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this
Wednesday.
January 2023rd. Code number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
23rd. My eyebrows are drawn on today.
Looks natural to me.
And if I had not told you...
Right.
You wouldn't even have noticed.
Did you do them yourself?
Yeah.
Good job. Masterful job.
I got to be at least part faggot.
Yeah.
I really do. As I stood
would
in,
say so.
As I stood in front of the mirror today...
I think of Clay, whatever the guy's name is, that's in JFK, the movie JFK. Clay, whatever,
no,
he was the...
No, it's Nathan Lane in the Birdcage. That is how I picture myself.
You're the great Starina.
I think Max Factor was straight, so there's a chance. You have
really?
Not. Yeah.
As I stood in front of the mirror today.
He always turned me around.
Did all the masculine stuff. Had a nice, nice, big, solid BM.
There you go.
Shaved. Used the ear and nose trimmer.
Mm-hmm. For safe, hygienic, precision trimming.
And then gently took the, I don't even know what it's called. I got it from Lisa yesterday. The
stick that you draw eyebrows on with.
That would
the
be
eyeliner.
Is it eyeliner or is it an eyebrow pencil?
No, she told me it's an eyeliner. And simply followed upon where there are already nubs, where the
yeah.
eyebrows were.
Yeah. You can hardly tell.
And drew them in. It had, I had a million places to go today. Had to go to my physical therapy for my back. Had to go to take my kid to the doctor because my kid is sick.
Right.
Had to go see the doctor for my hand.
Had to get that makeup on.
And nobody noticed.
And I didn't until you pointed it out.
All right. Forgot about it.
And then when you pointed it out, of course, that's when the comedy comes crashing in.
Right, but you'll forget about it as the show moves along, but I'll remind you.
I'm not really sure about that.
I will remind you about halfway through today that, stop it. Stop it, Mike.
Staring. Stop this string of robberies.
Stop it. And I think I got a pretty natural look.
Yeah.
As I drew them on.
That's real.
Mike, what?
Nothing. No, it is natural. It's just a natural look. It looks,
faggy.
It's not faggy. I just think of, it's ill looking. You know, it makes you look ill. Like painted on eyebrows. But I mean.
But if you didn't know.
It's less noticeable than yesterday when you put them on the first time. But it's just, I can't stop staring at them. Christina, you'll eat it rare.
Oh, why are you playing I Love Lucy?
Lucy had painted eyebrows.
Oh, I know. Yes. Okay, great. Yeah. And so did Joan Crawford. Okay.
Yeah. Joan Crawford had the big ones.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they're painted on eyebrows. And I'm here to tell you that last night when I arrived home, even though my wife had obviously all kinds of mental problems about this.
Right.
On the air, I even caught her off guard.
Uh-huh. Right.
When I walked in the house last night.
She didn't notice, did she?
No. Cool. Well, I just went through the regular, hey, how you doing? I was standing there going through the mail. What's for dinner? Blah, blah, blah. And then I finally said, ha ha. You didn't even notice. And then she had the same reaction as you.
Right, yeah. Right.
She said, no, I didn't. But, oh, wow, those are painted on, aren't they?
Well, it looks very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually looks on the far side. It looks like you got hair.
Yeah. It's because there is some stubble. Yeah.
Right.
That's already coming back.
It works good.
Anyway, so the painted on eyebrows. Very proud to tell you that I'm wearing makeup on today's show.
Yes, and I think we should all stop staring.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think you should stop staring.
I can't help.
The rest of them are not staring. You're the one who's staring.
I'll stop.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I just wanted to call to let you know you guys crack me the F up every day.
Oh, baby.
Thank you.
And,
nice.
And Don, don't sweat the eyebrows.
Well, I can't sweat or they'll run.
Mike, don't pick on him about them because he's still damn sexy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're preaching to the choir there.
Damn sexy.
We know.
Do you know that today, I mean, and keep in mind, I'm still fat. I still weigh 233 pounds.
Right.
But I've lost 32 pounds.
Astounding.
And today when I went into my physical therapy and I got on the scale.
Yeah.
Everybody gave me a nice standing ovation.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good thing.
You
that'll keep you motivated.
That's nice. Absolutely.
And then I was asking him in the office what his secret was. That he sounded just like one of those commercials, mm-hmm. You know? A shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and a sensible dinner.
That's right. The portion no bigger than your hand. Mm-hmm. And for those of you at home, if you like the betting games, mm-hmm. like we like betting on the show, the over-under on this, incidentally, is like probably by next fall. I will have gained it all back. Because that's how I am. I'm very.
You know your weight now, and you know the yo-yo factor.
I'll buy a square.
I'm very yo-yo-ish. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know right now I'm motivated. I've lost this weight. I'm really gonna stick with it.
But it's a diet any way you slice it.
Yeah,
it's a diet,
and it's either gonna be a total change of my life and change of eating habits, which in 44 years I've never been able to do, or maybe this will be the first time that it actually sticks.
But it's the second time in like 5 years that you've had a major, major yeah. weight loss.
Yeah. Either way, I'm ready to get our new publicity picture taken.
Not me. You're not doing that to me again.
I know.
We're going to do it when I'm thinner this time.
Okay, you got it.
And I've just lost 7, and I've got a long way to go.
That's solid. That's good.
Yeah, I think I gained 5 back on the weekend. Though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Based on Philadelphia.
Hey, this is Kristen.
Hello, Kristen.
I'm calling from Seattle, and I've only been listening to you for a little while, and already you guys are radio gods.
Oh, that's Thank very you. Nice, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're awesome.
Thank
and you.
Just
added so much light to my
Noontime Drive.
Wow. That's two, like, hot-sounding babes.
Thank you.
Calling us with compliments.
And you're from Seattle, which right now is the armpit of the show.
That's right. And we're really rainy here, too, today.
Maybe that's why. Is that why people call with, you know...
Just the nastiest day.
Highest suicide rate in America.
In their lives.
Yeah.
Thank really? You. Is Seattle have the highest suicide rate in America?
Yeah, and I blame the rain.
I think I've heard that before. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. But...
It's true. Unfortunately, it's all the wrong people.
Oh. What do you mean, Ron?
Well, some of the people that called in here.
You're wishing they'd off themselves.
Yeah. And then we'd be
better. Oh, I
but not
you.
This late.
Be better for everybody.
But as I said, post-Super Bowl, we are going into what I affectionately refer to as the doldrums.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mike, yeah. Hey, thank you for the call. Mike and I got something today that I'm sure the guy didn't mean anything by it, but it just, we're getting in the elevator to come down to the bottom floor to do the radio show, and as we're getting in the elevator, the guy who works in one of the offices upstairs says, "Hey, guys, good luck." And
it's one of the last guys you want to say that to.
I just stopped for a second, and I stuck my head out the elevator door, and I said, "Hey."
You got the cobra eyes.
Good luck to you. You know, it's like, good luck with what?
And then we said, we proceeded to everybody we saw on the way down to the studio. We said, good luck to.
Good luck and everything.
I hate good luck.
The guy who's outside fixing the door, we said good luck. Uh-huh. We said good luck to Colette, the receptionist.
Good luck is what you say to somebody who's, starting a golf tournament or going into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, or having, like,
surgery.
Like heart attack surgery or something.
Well, good luck.
He meant well, I'm
good
sure.
Luck. Good luck on what?
Yeah. So we don't need luck.
Life.
Ass wine?
You know, it's insulting.
Yeah.
We're going down to slay the dragon like we have for these years.
It's skill with you, not luck.
We're doing a radio show. Don't wish us good luck.
Right.
Luck ain't what it's about.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I wanted to wish you congratulations on your time off between yesterday's show and today's show.
Thank you. Yeah,
that must have been a tough thing to get into your contract, I'm sure.
I don't want
to
brag, but Mike and I have 20 hours off in between every show, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. I really think that's only something you guys could have gotten done. Good job.
Amen.
Really, you know, I've talked to people. It's really not quite enough.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Paint your eyebrows?
Do you paint your eyebrows, sir?
Why do you care?
Why are you killing me?
Paint your eyebrows.
I was listening to a show earlier, and you had more eyebrows than you had on the show today. Do you paint eyebrows?
I don't paint my eyebrows.
My eyebrows grow.
You can doctor tapes.
Larry.
Paint your eyebrows?
You're sick.
You're sick.
The best Larry King tape ever.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
Well, I'm a caller from Seattle, and I've been listening to you guys for 6 months, and I honestly do love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I only have one beef with you guys.
Here we go. Everybody,
bring it on, honey.
Dig your heels in. Here it comes.
Bring it in.
The only problem I have with you guys is that you guys dog on Seattle so much.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Tampon Roundup. Here we go.
The thing is, one of our talk show hosts
committed suicide.
Gave up one of his time slots that gave him number one ratings just so we could listen to you guys live.
And his name is BJ O'Shea, and we truly appreciate it. And the comments that we make about Seattle in no way have anything to do with the radio station, the management, or the other disc jockeys. Proportionately, to all the cities we broadcast to, we now receive the worst calls from Seattle.
And that can change. It's known to change occasionally, but...
It's been a dynasty.
Yeah.
It's been
a Sacramento dynasty.
Sacramento has been like the New York Yankees on this show for years and years and years.
About 5 years ago, Wichita made a real run at Sacramento, and Sacramento just blew them out of the water.
And you always have Baltimore as a wild card.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Now, do you think Sacramento has gotten any better, or is it just that... Seattle has made a strong play.
I think Seattle, because of the numbers of listeners, I think we're getting lots of listeners out there, and they're just moving Sacramento aside.
And I think that the calls from Sacramento have become noticeably better.
Now, now you're speaking complete foolishness.
Noticeably better calls from Sacramento since we went back online.
As a friend of mine once said, don't get happy. It's not, it can't be right. No, I mean, now, you know, you're saying that. You've ruined it now for the rest of the year.
No, I haven't.
Wait till the phones start ringing out. You have gone and given Sacramento a compliment. Today, we should all just go home.
You've opened the gates.
I like Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
I know
you want to live there.
I like Sacramento even when we hated Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
I know.
I still like Sacramento.
Not me.
And can I be honest?
I know, Robbie.
And I know Rob and I have done the dance, but yeah. I'm kind of liking Seattle right now.
Okay, the cheese stands alone.
I mean, we've gotten these wonderful, nice calls.
Nice women.
You know, Seattle.
Hold on. Seattle right now, though, is the number one a-hole city that calls us.
Yeah, but I've got a long memory when it comes to Sacramento calls.
But haven't you done?
I've done the
Seattle dance.
We had one that one day. I remember that one day where we got those calls from Seattle, one after the other, after the other, and they were all about, "Well, you guys did this, you guys did this," and it was very, very frustrating,
guys.
But right now, it's like today. I mean, we're getting some love from these women, and you know my current situation.
I want to tell you something. Although I guess both women were from Seattle.
Yeah, and there's something nice about getting, you know, a very nice call from a woman.
I'm looking at our affiliate list, and I will tell you right now, here's another one. Another potential trouble spot. Reno.
Yes. What happened to Reno yesterday? Reno was trouble yesterday.
That was a glitch.
Now, there are some cities, frankly, that I didn't even know that we were on in, that never give us problems. Little Rock, Arkansas, never a problem there.
Yeah, right.
Norfolk, Virginia, never a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, never a problem. Longtime affiliate Spokane, Washington.
Right, trouble-free.
Not a problem. Rochester, New York, never a problem. Richmond, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay. Hey there, Green Bay.
Mm.
No, I don't think we've had problems in Green Bay.
You get a couple of those people that
Mike.
Think they're funny and then they're not. You know that? Mike. I mean, okay, all right, Green Bay, sorry.
San Francisco? Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Especially considering the radio station has a 0.0 rating.
Yeah, and hey, you know, we got, what's his name, Baldwin called? Daniel Baldwin.
Daniel Baldwin.
Hi, Daniel, if you're listening today. Right.
Let me see, Philly. We don't have any problems with Philly.
Nope.
Of course we have no problems with the D.C. Metro.
No, it's a long, you know, that's our longest relationship.
Right. Let me see, Ocean City. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question, Mark. Las Vegas. Is that good or bad?
Pretty good.
Good, I think.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah. All right, what about Mad City? What about Madison, Wisconsin?
We've had trouble with Madison.
Just a pinch, yeah.
I think we have.
Yeah, I remember. I just somehow remember that. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of a generic thought. I remember Madison being troublesome.
Here's one that hasn't reared its head for a while. Mobile, Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Mobile, Alabama, really, you know, it's been a long time. They seem to be being pushed out of the way.
They're laying low.
We used to get a lot of calls from Mobile.
See, how long have they run the show since? They run the show since 1996.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, haven't we been on, like, five different radio stations in Mobile?
Uh-huh.
Mobile and Wichita, they've done a lot of switching.
And Ocean City.
Yeah. Ocean City would be the record holder for the most stations that we've
been on. Ocean City, I think we've been on six stations, and I think there's only like seven stations in the market.
Right.
So we've been on almost every single station.
That's pretty intense.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Jeremy calling from Oakland. I'm hanging out with Daniel Baldwin here.
And
I'm going to tell you guys why you have a 0% share in San Francisco.
Oh, really? Here we go.
The reason is, in between you guys is... what's going on there? They're playing Don Imus in the morning. They're playing little snippets from that. And they're also playing little golden oldies in between you guys' sets.
Well,
it makes you change the station.
You mean music?
Well, they play a song and then they'll play like 5 minutes of Don Imus while you guys are at commercials.
That's because they have no commercials to play.
Oh, but that's horrible.
I told you when I was...
You have to change it. Whenever you can get on the Sacramento station here, which you can usually do, it's a lot better, but the San Francisco station, they gotta get rid of Imus.
Listen, there's a lot of, we are straddled with Imus on a lot of our stations. We can't use him as a reason.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're playing him
during the break,
during the commercial
break,
I'm sure they're playing like the best of thing. Like, really, if you missed Imus this morning, you miss.
How long are the Imus segments?
They're long enough that if you're forced to change the station, they're at least 2 minutes long.
Oh my
and they'll
god!
They'll listen to about a 2 minute long old song from the 50s or 60s.
Well, now we run a very high commercial load on the station for the stations that really can sell this show.
Right,
they can make an S load of money.
Sure,
and it's the first of the year, which is why. Oh, and incidentally, I've heard stations doing this. Hold on, let me get into the DJ thing. Robbie, can you give me a little fake reverb here for a second?
Reverb coming up. Stand by.
Here at Mix 98, it's 2003, and we asked you what you wanted, and you said, more music and less commercials. So we're delivering because you asked. Now, the truth is...
Pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
All radio stations have less commercials now because Christmas is over.
Yeah, right. It's like any other thing. I mean, that's the way it works. You're in the post-holiday period. It's the doldrums. Mm-hmm. It's the doldrums of life, the doldrums of commercials.
It's like the worst time in any business to try to be selling something is the first part of a brand new year.
Unless you sell year. Ads for the Super Bowl. Well, then you're really in the bacon.
Super Bowl.
No.
Tampa Bay and Oakland. But I heard one of the stations today say, you know, we guarantee in 2003, you know, bull S, we guarantee until the spot load goes back up.
Yeah, wait till the spring. Yeah.
That we're going to be playing, you know, more music and fewer commercials. What a bunch of hooey.
They lie to you.
Yep.
Yes, they do. They love to lie to you. Oh, do radio stations love to lie to you, and they love to hurt you.
They lie as bad as Evan Marriott.
But they don't do it as well as he does.
No, right? No. Not the master hijinks guy, Evan.
Although I have to say that I heard the dreaded national contest on this radio station today, on an Infinity station, on our station, on WJFK.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. This is the biggest ripoff. We did a riff on this when it came out like a year ago, where they would say, the local station here would say, we're giving away $50,000 every week. Just listen on Thursday when we play Hey Jude, be the 100th caller, and you will win $50,000.
Wow.
And at first thought, you think, my God, they're going to be giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Incredible.
But the truth of the matter is, it's a nationwide contest.
Oh, that's the worst.
Meaning that there's like 500 radio stations all running the same contest.
Mm-hmm.
And you got one person out of the 500 stations that wins.
That's why they are able to give all that cash away.
Yeah. And if the winner, for instance, is from Duluth, Minnesota, what they do is they feed down a national line to all the local stations. Hi, this is Buzz Burbank, and I just won $50,000. But they don't say,
right,
I'm from Duluth, and I listen to, you know, Lick My D 107.5 FM.
Except in Duluth, where they run that promo.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, you know, we've railed against that because that's really phony. And they run one of those car type disclaimers at the very end. Mike's excellent at that. Those
things. The prize winner is not going to be the real prize winner because we're the 500 radio station. That's the real winner is not the real winner. Actually, it's Exeter City's Mayberry.
So I heard that on this station the other day.
No.
Where it was, want to win a trip to the Super Bowl? WJFK wants to send you to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And as it goes on and on and on.
Actual chances of winning 100 million.
I hear at the very end, this is a national contest.
National contest has a radio station involved. You really have a good chance of winning.
You know, Infinity owns 1,200 radio stations. Wow.
You think this is the only radio station in this country? You're absolutely wrong. Contest involves stations all across the country, and if you win, no chance of winning. No chance of winning at all.
So,
no chance of winning.
Your chance of winning is one.
In 100 million.
One in 1,200.
500 radio stations.
Radio station-wise. Yeah. And then you add in the listeners for all of those stations.
Actual chance of winning, Zippy. Zippy chance. Zippy chance of actually winning.
We will not actually be giving away this trip.
We have no chance of giving you the money. If you haven't been listening to the radio station, this market is not. The market is a 500 radio station. Bob, you will not win. No chance of winning, then. Zip.
What, Robbie?
Were they at least allowed to say Super Bowl? Were they at least allowed to say Super Bowl in the contest, though?
Yes.
That's the worst thing is when they say the big game.
The big game,
because we have to sell Super Bowl.
Although I heard a great ad for some potato chip.
I heard that.
Where they said, we want to give away tickets to the big game, but we're not allowed to. But we want to say that if you're going to watch the big game, it would be super to have a bowl of our potato chips.
Oh, that's good.
Standing by.
That is fantastic.
Buzz, here you go. According to the American Association of Suicidology.
Yes.
And hey, that's got to be a great job.
Oh, my God.
Right here in D.C., they sent us a list of the highest number of suicides
per capita
in America.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And number one is not Seattle.
Really? Yeah, I think it was at one time. Who's the leader now?
Number one is...
Is it a city? Is it a big city?
They do it by state.
Oh.
Oh, state.
Number one is Alaska.
Really?
More people kill themselves in Alaska.
I wonder if that has to do with, like, you know, those long nights.
Being closed in.
Last year, 137 people. Well, no, hold on. I take it back.
Huh?
I don't know how they're ranking this. Oh, I see. Last year as opposed to this year.
Oh.
Oh, last year Alaska was number one. This year they've fallen to number six.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They're not trying.
Which means we have a brand new number one city and state for the most suicide.
Well, I would assume it's, what is the state?
Hold on a second. Let me go to number one.
Number one.
Number one is, Florida.
Really?
I'm amazed.
That's shocking.
Florida's number one, and that's up from, wow, that's 14 with a bullet. From number 14 to number one in suicides.
I am astonished at that. I mean, you know, maybe it's because of the elderly. You get people that are, you know, depressed about being ill or something like that.
Last year, number one. This year, number two, Nevada.
Nevada getting better.
Let me see. Then you have this year, number three, Montana. This year, number four, New Mexico.
Oh, these are weird states. I'm surprised.
Coming in at number five is Arizona.
Right.
Your number six state for suicides. Number six. Hold on. Let me see. Number six is Oklahoma.
Well, understandable.
Okay. Then Idaho, followed by Oregon, followed by...
I'm very surprised at these states.
I didn't expect to hear Arizona that high up.
The state of Washington.
There's Washington.
The state of Washington.
Now, I wish they did a ranking by city.
Yeah, I think that it would be different.
But no, I don't think so. But
really?
Because I think that if... By a state, if they've got the most amount of suicides, it really wouldn't matter what city, would it? Because, I mean...
Well, you know, you'd probably have cities that per capita would be different than the states. Just because Alaska, you know, is number one, it's based on per capita. So it wouldn't necessarily be Juneau.
What do you think of the 50 states...
I bet somebody can look on the internet and get, you know, cities for suicide.
Yeah. Is the
cities
lowest...
Cities for suicide. Which, good name for a band.
Which is lowest? What's the lowest state for suicides?
The lowest state? I'm going to say Connecticut.
No. Buzzy, it's East Coast, though.
Oh, really? Oh, I was going to say California. Let me try New Jersey.
No. Hmm. And it makes sense because it's so tiny.
Ah.
Rhode Island.
There you go.
That surprises me.
R-O-D-I-S-L-A-N. I used to work there. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Also near the bottom, Washington, D.C.
Really?
Although it's not a state, it gets counted.
So I guess those guys that get up on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Right. They, you know, I'm always yelling at them to jump, but I guess...
Of course, they, even if they jump, they don't, you know, they don't fall very far.
Let me see. Middle of the pack, you got Kansas, Maine, Hawaii. I can't figure that one out. Why would you want to kill yourself in Hawaii?
Cost of living is unbelievably high in Hawaii.
Even if you were homeless.
But no, people, I've talked to people...
I'd love to be homeless in Hawaii.
I've talked to people that have moved out of Hawaii because it is so difficult to live over there, because everything they get over there is just a hell of a lot more expensive than it is here.
Now, this one I understand. Wisconsin, of course. that comes with your driver's license.
And most of those suicides occur when it's not deer season.
Let me see. Then you got, in the middle of the pack, North Dakota... Missouri, South Dakota, Vermont, and down at the bottom, the states with the fewest amount of suicides last year, Ohio, Maryland, Minnesota, California. Who would have thought that more people weren't offering themselves in California?
I thought that's where all the kookalas and car chases were.
All right, and now we'll do it by region. by region in America. wow. The number one part of the country to kill yourself in is?
I think I know.
The West Coast.
Yeah.
The Pacific.
Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Number two would be East, North, Central, your mid-Atlantic states. Number three is New England. Number four would be East, South, Central. And the number five region of America for killing yourself is in mountain country out there by Colorado and Utah.
The Rockies.
The Rocky Mountains.
God's country.
Wow. And now we're going to do a search for cities.
Yeah, and that's interesting.
Lisa's going to bring that information in a second, and we'll find out the cities in America that have the most suicide.
Which cities are doing well, which cities need to try harder.
Yeah. And conversely, we'll put that list with our list of affiliates.
That will be fantastic.
Find out which of the, I don't know, how many cities do we broadcast to? You know, the number
that'd
goes...
That'd be great. We'll find out all the cities and see how you do.
Up and down constantly. I think we're at like 57 cities that currently broadcast this show.
Okay.
And we'll find out, of those cities, how many people try to kill them. You know, which is the number one affiliate city...
Yeah, for suicide.
For suicides, where the Don and Mike show is presently heard.
Right. I'm going to go with Buzz, where I think the number one, the one that'll come in number one, will be Seattle.
That's what I heard.
With all the rain.
I'm going to go wild card.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to go either... Wait, it's got to be a major city, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a major market. I'd go either...
Well, no, it's per capita. So it doesn't have to be a major market.
Right. Right.
It'll be anywhere.
I might have to go with either Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I got to think a lot of people like are down in their luck and they kill themselves.
Yeah.
Or, Christ, that's a hard one.
Sacramento.
No, I don't think Sacramento.
All right.
I don't think so.
No.
I go with Vegas. I go with Vegas as my choice.
I'm going to go with Seattle. You go with Vegas. Buzz, what do you...
I'm sticking with Seattle.
Rob? Hey, yeah.
Robbie, what do you think?
I'll say Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Somebody had to.
Sacramento, he says. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Hey, man, love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Calling over here from Bakersfield, California, man.
Right on.
And I just want to let you guys know, hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Ass play.
Thank you. All the way from Bakersfield.
Ass play.
A lot of ass play in Bakersfield.
Just for you, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Home of Buck Owens.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
That sounds a lot.
Am I on the air?
Nope.
No, I'm...
Bye. Not in 2003.
Not a chance.
That's one of our resolutions in 2003. If you call this show and you hear that distinctive, and I know I've already played it for you one
right.
time, you hear that, whoosh, we say Don and Mike Show, and then you say... Is it me, or am I on the air?
You are gone.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Good
Goodbye.
Policy.
Eat my dust. Eat my ass.
You gone.
Suck my dial tone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I heard the distinctive click, so I know that I'm on the air.
Lick my painted eyebrow.
I would just like to say congratulations on your upcoming stop set.
Thank you, my friend.
Every bit of downtime being accounted for now.
There you go.
Well done.
It's coming up. Well done. Listen, as my dad used to say, don't thank me for something I haven't done yet.
Yeah. Right.
But I know it's going to be one of your best ever, though.
It's coming up very soon.
He's optimistic.
Oh, where are you calling from? What city?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Oh.
Well, then I can tell you, as I look ahead to our national stop set, coming up very soon, ads for CBS, Kia, Verizon, and Warner Brothers.
Oh, right.
Nice
right.
work.
There you go.
Nicely done.
There can be no other radio show in America that is pre-selling its commercials.
Amen.
Coming up.
I like those advertisers. Heavyweights.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the station will come on and go, in the next 30 minutes, you'll hear.
You know,
and they play snippets of the songs.
We'll do it with commercials.
Yeah.
It will just, because we don't play enough during the hour. We'll actually give you snippets of what's coming up. I was watching the CBS Evening News on Monday when we were off.
You're the one.
And I was the one. And you know what? My God. Talking about advertising. I think really during one commercial break, I saw seven ads for drug companies.
Oh, yeah.
The drug companies, and if it wasn't a drug company, it was an over-the-counter prescription kind of medication. It was, I guess that's their target demo.
The Today Show does that a lot,
It blew
too.
Me away how many... Because old people watch network, no offense, Mike, old people generally watch like network news.
You know, I'm sensitive with the gray beard now when you say something like that. I think it's also the drug companies have the money
to spend
on television advertising. We don't have a lot of drug companies that advertise on our show, do we?
No, I don't think we do.
Do we have any drug company? I want to get a drug company. I want Viagra to sponsor us.
I don't think we have Viagra. I'm looking at the list right now. We
got any drug companies at all?
We have, what do we have?
We're sponsored by weed.
Viramax.
We have Viramax, right? The sex thing.
Yeah, the sex drug.
Sex drug.
Right.
We got a lot of that.
Sex drug.
I love seeing, you can always tell when an advertiser has changed the advertising agency.
Uh-huh.
When the commercials take a new slant.
Right.
And Rob...
I wasn't going to say it.
I know, but it doesn't mean Chinese.
Oh, my God.
Or Japanese.
Stop it.
God. Does Rob have a great time? Rob, I want to say, is always my best buddy. He can make fun out of anything.
Yes.
We were reading in the newspaper the other day.
Right.
About the skiing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
About all the great slopes.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Stop it.
And you know right away.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We know.
He gets me going with that.
Yep.
Oh, I like to ski. I like to ski so much.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Anyway, now I'm totally off. I've totally lost my train of thought here. I was going somewhere, and now I don't remember where
I was. Talking about Advance playing the commercials.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about
new ad agencies, new approaches.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Okay. For instance, Coca-Cola. Now, I love Coca-Cola. I love Diet Vanilla Coke. I've mentioned that on the air. I think I single-handedly have put this product on America's shelves.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed that Coca-Cola...
They ever done anything for you, incidentally?
Not for a long time. Remember about 10 years ago, they actually... The Coca-Cola company, when I was really into Diet Cherry Coke...
Right.
They actually backed up a truck...
Right.
...with 100 cases of Diet Cherry Coke in it.
But it's been a while.
Yeah, right.
And the Diet Vanilla Coke... Nothing.
Yeah, we got nothing from them.
That's
They're trying to work out an advertising buy with Coca-Cola, so I want to be careful what I say here.
They're wonderful.
But I've noticed that the old have a Coke and a smile or just the Coca-Cola jingle is not enough now.
Right.
That somebody, some nerd, some dot-com asswipe in some meeting, and it has to be some white guy, was sitting in a meeting and said, "You know what's really hot now? Hip-hop. We need Coca-Cola hip-hop ads."
Right.
Which is why now you see a woman, and she's up on stage, and she's dancing, and you don't know what the ad is for. Because she's just going, "Ooh, I want to get real.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get real. I want to get real." And then you finally see a guy... opening a bottle of Coke, and then the bottom line is Coca-Cola, real.
This will get the kids to drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Real. No, listen, wrong. The slogan is the real thing. Isn't that what the
No. The one that I liked, the one that they ran last year was, "I'd like to teach the world."
Mike, again, it's like you're in a time capsule.
what is that? Is that the 70s?
Late 30 60s. Years ago.
Late 60s.
60?
30 years ago.
No, you're all lying.
30
no.
years ago.
That was last week.
No, Mike, no.
I'm sorry. I need one of those medications that they advertise on the CBS Evening News.
You are like one of those people that has been cryogenically frozen. You're like Encino Man.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what?
we just woke you up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
0.4.
Yeah, my name is Jim. I'm a hot chick, and I enjoy your
Jim?
Show. It
Jim?
Entertains me.
Jim? Jim,
yeah.
What's going on in the background there, Jim?
Oh, it's a county radio.
Why don't you turn that down, Jim? It's driving us nuts.
A county,
sorry about that.
A county radio?
Here's a new one for you. Hey,
yeah.
Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yeah, there you go.
See, he doesn't even track with that.
No.
No.
I bet he doesn't.
Do you remember Where's the Beef? Do you remember that ad campaign?
Wendy's commercial?
Hey. All right, Mike.
Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I had one little question. I was sorry to hear about your mother-in-law, but who's going to pay for your porn bill?
Yeah, you know, that's going to be a major problem.
It is, huh?
That was one of the great ways in which my father-in-law helped me out. Remember, because we had the place at the beach, and I would get the porn on DirecTV, and my father-in-law paid our bills at the beach. We had a checking account, and he would pay the bills. And he would always call me up every month and say, I noticed you watched 7 pornos this month. And he'd say, don't worry, they never have to know about it.
And what a great guy.
Great guy. He would just pay the bills.
What a hip guy, too.
So I don't know. I'm gonna be totally busted on that now.
Now everybody's gonna know.
With Frida paying the bills.
You know, you could farm it over to me, Don. I can watch as much as I like.
Hello, it's Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, I know why Seattle has such a high suicide rate.
Yes.
It's actually because we spend so much time under fluorescent lighting. They did a study on this years ago, and it turns out that subconsciously your brain picks up the movement of the gases in the fluorescent lighting.
I believe this.
And it depresses you.
Rob just turned on our fluorescent light.
Well, the second reason is we don't get enough jelly out here.
Well, there you go. Now, that's the first thing that anybody said on the show today that made half a bit of sense.
Perfect sense. We're not getting jelly.
Hello, Todd and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, calling from the Bay Area here.
Yeah.
To that guy that called about, you know, what they play in between the commercials, who cares? As long as you're on out here, huh?
Hey, man, there you go, my friend.
Love you guys, man. You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
Thank God I don't have to listen to you out of Sacramento, huh?
Hey, well, which one of the bald ones are you?
Whatever one you want me to be.
Hey, I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Time for a call 100. Phone number 877-365-3636.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
They're bringing that one back.
Oh, I'll forget it right away.
They're doing a rap version of it, though.
Yeah. To all beef patties.
Be the 100th caller now for a shot at $1,000 with the secret sound. Dial recklessly, please.
Yeah.
Dial with your nose. Dial with your tongue. Dial with your thing.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby. Are we, like, gonna do it?
You got 2 seconds.
Is that gonna be enough time?
The Don and Mike Show. How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
All right, what's up? Get the show going with a call number 100. Thanks, yeah. That reminds me, what was I just reading in the newspaper? How funny is this? Super Bowl story. Hold on. Yeah. A year-long 100th birthday party for Bob Hope will kick off Sunday during the Super Bowl. With a tribute airing during ABC's pregame show.
Yeah, wow, isn't that great?
For Bob Hope, who turns 100 on May 29th, here's a shock, will not attend the game.
How come the game's not on NBC?
That's my network. I don't want to do the ABC America Broadcasting Corporation.
Wow, Dolores.
I'm winning.
Dolores.
Yeah, check out my bunny eyes.
Don't you remember when he was 95 and NBC let him go? He released that he was a free agent and would work for all networks.
Yeah, give me a tribute, bro.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just calling Tribute Color 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. What's your name?
My name's Jim.
Where are you from?
I'm from Burlington, Vermont.
Beautiful call 100, and you have won the America Undercover Prize Pack. Mbo, Hubbo, HBO takes a fascinating look at an unlikely alliance between modern medicine and the U.S. penal system with a virtual corpse. Sunday night on HBO.
Wow. A virtual corpse?
That's what it says.
Sounds very educational.
Enjoy, my friend. And now you play for $1,000 with a secret sound. I'm going to say it's a common sound.
Okay.
The more I think about it, a common sound.
Common.
I do have a clue that would just immediately give it away.
Oh, go ahead, do that.
Immediately give it away.
Don't do it.
I'm going to give a clue that has layers.
I'll cut you in for $250 if you give me a...
No. Don't worry about it. Think about an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. You like that one, Brain?
I like it.
Like
yeah,
that.
If he likes it, that means it's designed to confuse.
But at the end, it will make perfect sense to you. Play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Young MC.
And we wish you Godspeed. Oh, hold on.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it is again. Wow, that makes it. You know, that makes everything in the room vibrant. When I play that sound, that's such a gigantic sound. You might want to actually turn your radio down when you hear that. If you don't, be very careful. That might break your radio.
Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by. You wish you could sex her, but she's in another world. Like you was Poindexter.
Yeah. Yeah. So bust a move.
Thank you very much.
And for... Oh, here it is again. Right here. There it is. For $1,000, what's that sound?
God. It sounds like a bone breaking, but I don't think you're doing that.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, but I'll say that's a good guess.
Yeah, it's something that's heard in my house every day.
I think Schwarzenegger's done that before.
That's a good guess. Don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
For you. For you. Thank you, my friend. You will notice that on purpose, at least from my standpoint, since I do kind of an outline of what we're going to talk about on the show, I'm not going to talk about American Idol. And I noticed that no one else has rushed up to talk about American Idol. I watched it for about 5 minutes last night.
Mm-hmm. It's old news.
It's like Survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the first year of Survivor was really great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now we've seen it.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to say about it was this, that it seems to me, really, the whole contrived nature of having the auditions and having thousands of people participate in this, and then you get the people that are... You know, would not have made it through a preliminary audition, but they're just there, you know, so Simon can distance them. I think it's, and that's disingenuous. I don't like that.
I think a lot of the people who were really awful were plants.
Yeah, yeah. That's people, my point. That's what I'm saying.
Like they're hired actors where they say,
right,
okay, we're going to pay you a day's Screen Actor Guild wage.
You are quite possibly the worst singer I've heard in the world.
Yeah.
You know, F you.
Simon.
Old.
And I did see a part of it where there was some... A black dude that was just yelling at all of them and saying you're an a-hole and you're fat and look, the Paula Abdul, he called her a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the word that really really lights a woman's fuse.
Oh, the bad one,
the magic word.
Mm-hmm.
The magic word when you really want to let it all fly. I mean, when you're down to your last bomb,
the word that means penance.
That's it. Turned it on for a second and just couldn't stick with it.
Huh. Yeah, it's and it's just like Survivor where it's not as fresh.
Yeah. Couldn't do it. Okay. Don and Mike Show. Hello, you got something else. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if I can have Buzz say, hi, Josh, how are you?
What, may I ask why?
Just because I thought it would sound good.
What style would you like Buzz to do that in? Would you like it to the news, you know, the news style, the dramatic Shakespearean style?
Or the sex style?
Or the regular?
How about the Have You Know Olive style?
What?
The Have You Know Olive style.
No, that is not a style,
no,
sir.
No, Buzz, no. Do it in the sex style.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Then can I have Mike call me a hump?
You hump. You are a total hump with noise in the background of your phone,
yeah.
A scratchy phone, yeah. Wiggling around, squirmy, attention deficit hump.
Wow. You got more than your money's worth on that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, don't you want me to call you a douchebag?
No, he's got to get back to the firm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I think the big news is that Fox is replaying Man vs. Beast Thursday.
I know.
Yeah, and that's a huge mistake.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge mistake.
Idiot television. Great.
Not strong enough.
Although I bet it gets a big rating on Thursday again. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike.
Yes, I was the one to talk about Don and Mike.
This again.
Now, technically, he hasn't broken the rule, right?
No,
it would be, is this me or am I on the air?
We could include this.
It is us.
But we can include this if they don't know they're talking to us.
It is us.
I thought I was going to go to the phone screener first. I'm sorry.
All right, listen, most people who listen to the show know that we do have a phone screener, the world's oldest phone screener.
Right.
But we take a lot of unscreened calls. Hence why the show is so spontaneous. Also, hence why we are the hosts that yell at our audience the most. Now, after all of that,
yeah.
What do you want?
As referred to Mr. Skin last week talking about the girl from the Budweiser ad, I mean the Miller Lite ads.
Yes.
I found the movie.
And?
And it's on order right now. And I just didn't know if you guys knew the site to go to pick it out.
Can we all stop for a second and think how little we care about what this guy has to say? We'll just ponder this for a moment. That we already had the guy on the show last week who told you the name of the movie.
Right.
And you can go to virtually any site to order it.
Right. I couldn't find it anywhere but one. So I didn't know if anybody else was having problems.
But you haven't seen it yet. Now, see, if you had seen it and you wanted to talk about it. But, I mean, we saw a picture of it.
Even if it's, and I don't think it's hardcore, even if it's softcore, there are a number of sites that you can go to buy that stuff.
Oh, well, this is the only one I found it on. You're right, definitely.
But, you know, that's a pretty good horny factor if a week after Jim McBride has given his recommendation, this guy is still thinking about it. That's pretty strong stuff.
Gotcha. All right. Goodbye.
All right, now.
Goodbye.
All right, now.
It's time for another Don and Mike Show favorite. Someone who just doesn't think we're funny enough on our own. Someone who asked the call with a joke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
And here she is, Molly.
Yes.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great. Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm calling from Opelousas, Louisiana.
All right, now you realize we have your telephone number. This has already been verified.
Yeah, I know.
If we don't laugh at the joke, and trust me, one time, we're really dying to laugh at a joke that somebody tells us.
Please.
Well, this one is really cheesy. I told her it was a dumb elephant joke. I mean, it's really cheesy.
This is not like make us laugh. We really hate it with a passion when unsolicited, people call up and say, I got a joke.
Right.
So our rule is, if you've got a joke and you really think it's funny, then you put your phone number on the line. And if we don't laugh, I promise we'll give it every opportunity. But if we don't laugh, we give out your phone number.
Right.
It's okay.
All right, lay it on us, honey.
Okay, what would an elephant be if it was small, round, and white?
What?
An aspirin. I'm sorry. You can tell everybody. I don't care.
Did that make you laugh?
Yes, it did. I'm sorry.
It's the stupidity in it.
It's a stupid joke. I'm sorry. I might be tired. It might be. I apologize for laughing, but it's
I
just...
swear I didn't laugh.
No,
now,
you didn't. I know.
Now we have to decide.
I know.
Was that a cackle?
It was not a cackle. It was
kind of
a snicker. That's just kind of a goofy, stupid joke. It's a joke that makes no sense, and... That's why I chuckle a little bit. I apologize. I don't want to make anyone angry for laughing at that joke.
No, no, and it's not that I or anyone else is angry. The question is, what do we do?
What would an elephant be if it was small, round, and white? An aspirin.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. Area code 337-780-9879. But I'll say this, only call if you're like me and you don't think it's funny. If, like Mike, you thought it was funny,
you gave me a chuckle.
Oh, hey, you guys are great, man. You guys are great. Really, you are.
Don't call this girl at 337-780-9879. Goodbye.
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 See, in the world of jokes, the element of surprise is almost everything. If you don't see it coming, and because I totally didn't see that coming, maybe that's why it made me... You know me though. I'm an easy laugh when it comes to jokes. You know I love jokes. I laugh at lots of jokes, except when we do make us laugh. When I'm really trying not to laugh.
I know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I tried to kill myself twice. Once when I was 15, and then about 3 years ago too.
How are you doing now?
Good. I haven't tried lately. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, what's the problem, you slacker?
I don't know, because listen to this, though. When I was 15, I, broke up with this girlfriend because she threw a plant on my truck because we got in a fight. And I smacked her, and then I felt bad. And so I went and called from my parents' house, and the damn social worker traced the call, and the cops came over to my house and took the gun away.
Took what gun away?
The .22. I had a rifle.
And you hit her with a gun?
No, I hit her with my hand because she pissed me off.
Why do you have a .22?
Because I was going to kill myself later that night.
Why are you calling to tell us this?
I don't know.
No, come on. You can do better than that.
Because you guys want to know it, where everybody trying to kill themselves or something.
Mike, listen. Let me just say, it's been a long time. You don't recognize the voice.
What are you talking about? I live in Seattle.
Yeah, right. Say that. I know where you live, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
What are you talking about, Ken?
Ken, how long has it been since you've worked here, Ken? 5 months?
What you know, are you a lot about? Of people. I live in Seattle.
No, Ken.
Ken, we know it's you.
A lot of people are still very fond of you around here, Ken.
Ken, really, don't embarrass yourself any further. Don't call us anymore.
Let it go.
Okay, look, guys.
We understand, Ken.
I think I'm gay.
Right, Ken.
We understand, Ken.
Now I got a feeling.
Now I got a feeling
it might be the other guy.
What other guy? What are you talking about? Hey, you guys have a good show.
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
Can I tell you a joke?
No.
Why? I'll give you my phone number right now.
Nope.
Now, come on.
No. This is awful.
Knock, can I say knock knock?
Are you really from Seattle?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready to receive?
Yeah, that's it. That's all it takes.
Now it takes one call.
Yeah, it's fickle.
Winner.
What?
It's totally fickle.
Seattle is now number one on the dance party.
What do you mean dance party? Oh, do I have to dance?
Mike's not even getting up to do the dance.
What's the dance?
He is reclining and doing a Seattle.
Eat that, sir.
He's doing it.
Eat the vapors.
It's a fecal thing he's doing right now.
Eat them, sir. Eat them.
Seattle.
Why you guys do that?
How long can I stay on the radio?
I don't know.
Hey.
Will you leave me on hold so I can listen to
you
it?
You leave me on hold?
My radio broke.
Right, of course, and you're gay, and you tried to commit suicide, and you had a 22.
Listen.
Only it were true.
Listen.
I just went to rehab 4 months ago.
Now, that's the first true thing you've said.
I believe that.
Do you know what I was in for?
Who cares?
What were you in for?
Drugs.
Shock.
What type of narcotics?
Cocaine.
Oh, that's bad.
Shock.
Are you off the drugs now, son?
Yeah.
Good.
So you're clean and you're sober.
Yeah.
And you're loving life.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got a really crappy job.
You have a job, though. That's fantastic.
Where do you work?
I work at the swimming pool.
In Seattle?
Yeah.
I hope it's an indoor pool.
Yeah, it's indoor. I hand out tickets.
Don't tell me you're a lifeguard.
Yeah.
No, you said you hand out tickets.
Yeah, I'm a lifeguard.
Well, why do you hand out tickets if you're a lifeguard?
Because when we open, we hand out tickets to everybody that comes in at 1 o'clock, and then there's nobody else that can come in because they're private classes.
What does CPR stand for?
I don't know. I just took the class. It was only a three-hour class.
You don't know what CPR stands for?
No.
You want to try a guess?
See? Wait, hold on. Cardiovascular penis roll?
All right.
But.
Yeah, he is a gay.
What are you talking about, Buzz?
Can you imagine that you're drowning and this guy pulls down your bathing trunks and immediately starts to try to resuscitate your penis?
Like that. I'm not gay.
You said you were gay.
Starts going down.
I said I'm gay.
How old are you?
Puts his finger in the no-no.
24.
How old?
24. I just had my birthday a couple days ago.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Joe Dirt?
No. Let me see. Hold on. A short, fat, bald guy with no hair. Don? I guess? I'm about as big as you, Don.
Yeah, we're all waiting for the laughter on that.
I'm about as big as you are. I just shaved my hair all the way because the barber screwed up on it, and I said...
And you're a lifeguard?
Yeah.
So you're a fat lifeguard?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to swim very far. It's just a small pool.
Well, I would think you'd have to be in somewhat decent shape
Don't they have...
You don't have to be in good shape. It's in a pool. There's a 42-year-old lifeguard there that looks like he's about to kick.
What is the name of this pool?
King County Recreations. It's in Federal Way, next to 18, Highway 18. It's an Olympic-sized pool. It's a big pool.
We should speak to some of this guy's coworkers.
I'm not at work.
No, I said, well, that doesn't mean we can't speak to your coworkers.
I'm cooking chicken right now. Would you like a piece?
Do you ever go number one when you're in the pool?
No, but I've seen a little kid do it.
What kind of chicken are you cooking?
I am cooking, let me see. It is called... I'm going in my freezer right now.
How would you have seen a little kid go number one in the pool?
I've seen it come out of his diaper, and it's really, really runny, gross stuff. And then you got to net it out.
Uh-huh.
Well, that would be number two, not right. number one.
So, yeah, number two, I meant. Okay, my chicken's called Kirkland Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast Enhanced with up to 8% of seasoned chicken broth.
Are they the frozen Kirkland chicken breast that you get from Costco?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what you're telling me, now that we've gotten to know you a little bit, is that you're a single, successful guy.
Yes, I'm very successful.
You're very happening.
Pretty, you know.
You've got a career in aquatics.
Well, it was, ticket sales, yeah.
Recreation.
Ticket
sales. Well, now, hold
recreation.
On. Are you a ticket salesman or are you a lifeguard?
I'm both. Ouch. Damn.
Now, how were you...
Spilled. Hold on, guys. Okay.
The fact that you had just gotten out of rehab, was that a trouble for you to be a lifeguard after you had just gotten out of rehab? Did you have to take a test, a drug test, to get the job?
Yeah, I had to take a drug test, but cocaine's only in your body for a couple of days. And I've been clean for, months now.
How many months?
5 months.
5 months. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No, of course not.
What do you mean, of course not? I used to, but I had a girlfriend.
Oh, don't you remember? He hit her, and then the cops came over, and they took his shotgun away when he was 15.
No, you want to hear a crazy story about my girlfriend? I ran her foot over one night because I was high, and she almost had to have it amputated. And then she broke up with me, and I don't really understand why.
Aren't you the catch?
What?
You sound like quite a catch.
I am. Once you get to know me, I'm pretty down to earth.
What's your first name, my friend?
Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
And you're from the great city of Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little more about yourself.
When I went to jail, I gained a bunch of weight because I got clean out of jail and stuff, and went to inpatient treatment. And then I got stretch marks on my stomach because I gained a lot of weight.
Did any of the inmates make you their bitch?
Why do you have to go there?
Did you toss anybody's salad, or were you a salad tosser?
Look, I did my time, and I got out.
Oh, that means you were raped.
That doesn't mean I was raped.
You didn't answer the question.
You said, Why do you have to go there? That means you had a problem. Were you...
Because I got arrested at my parents' house, and, in
We're talking
November.
About prison. We're talking about prison right now. What happened in prison?
I was in prison. I was in city jail, which sucked.
Well, city jail, same thing. I mean, the county detention, city jail. What happened in jail?
How many guys jumped you?
Nobody, but I got in a fight with the one-armed guy, and I almost had a felony assault on my case.
Mm-hmm. Did you make love to him, or did he to you?
It didn't... None of that happened.
Really? Was there any oral?
I think that might have.
No.
And listen, censors.
Are you talking about pointing out that the guy committed the crime, Don?
Yes, that's right.
No, God, I didn't do any of that.
You know who he sounds vaguely like? Just
Ew.
A little bit. There's a little bit of Jim in him.
Who is Jim?
Jim is Don's brother.
I've heard him, the truck driver who couldn't get the Teamster job.
Yeah, except compared to you, my brother is president of a Fortune 500 company.
I can get him on over here at Yellow Freight. I used to work there. I used to load docks, but they fired me because I was cutting lines of cocaine on their seats. So
you are 24.
Yeah.
You just got out of rehab. You've been in jail. You're a lifeguard, and you're enjoying some chicken.
Yeah.
Have you turned your life around?
Yeah, now I got, my own house, and, I'm looking across at the U.S. Bank right now, and it's like, man, this is all mine,
What? I don't understand that.
How did you get a mortgage?
I lied on the application.
What do you mean you looked across at the U.S. Bank and you said, this is all mine? What are you talking about?
I mean, this house that I'm looking out of is, all mine now. I mean, I pay for it every month.
How did you get a mortgage?
I rent.
Oh, you rent?
Yeah, I told them I've been at a job for, months. They were like, all right, we'll rent to you.
You still sound like you're kind of proud of your, errors in life.
They're not really errors. I would call them bumps in the road.
You sound proud of them.
I've learned to accept them.
You don't sound like you're just accepting. You sound like you're actually bragging.
What's the aspiration for the next...
What do I want to be?
Short term, a year from now, where do you see yourself?
How about a couple months from now?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I would say...
Pool manager?
Maybe not a manager.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to stay there for that long, though, because, I mean, it only pays like $9.50 an hour.
Right. So what's the dream job?
The dream job is to...
Come on.
Own a painting business.
And own your own painting? You mean house painting?
Yeah, because that's what I did before I went to jail.
A lot of oil base?
What's that?
A lot of oil base paint you work with?
Yeah, on the primers, yeah, but usually it's acrylic latex on the top coats.
And get off on the fumes, right, Dutch boy?
No, we don't do that kind of junk.
Yeah, but if you use oil-based primer, Sherwin-Williams, you probably catch a little buzz.
Sherwin-Williams is a great company to buy paint from, but
they are.
I've never done huffing. I've huffed gas before. Oh, my God. When we used to huff gas when we were younger,
mm-hmm.
we would sit in my friend's garage up in Puyallup, and they'd say, Chris, get the can.
I'm going to ask you a question, Chris, and I want you to be completely honest with me.
Yeah?
Chris, are you really off the cocaine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And you're from Seattle?
Full south of Seattle, yes.
All right, then let me just say...
Yeah?
Attention, KQBZ advertisers. What type of audience does the Don and Mike show deliver? Young.
I'm not a bad guy.
Young, upscale, affluent members of society. Ready to spend your advertising dollars with Don and Mike on KQBZ Seattle.
I was about to tell you the huff and gas story.
From city jail to rehab, right to your retail outlet, the Don and Mike listener is ready to spend his hard-earned cash.
Look.
Say.
What? Can I tell you my gas story now?
Your gas story?
Yeah, huff and gas. Look, remember the old red cans your dad used to have in the garage, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we'd get it, and then we'd take the cap off and then take the plug off so, you know, you don't have a vacuum. And I would sit and hold it in my lap and kind of over my knee, you know, like I'm getting a head rush and for, you know, maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, not that long.
That's not real smart, is it?
Well, it felt good.
Doesn't seem like it's affected him.
What? No, that didn't do anything, right?
I hear that causes brain damage. Wow.
Children of the Nidamide.
I huffed 20 huffs on helium at Payless one time, and I knocked the cart aisle over because I got dizzy, and I fell down and had a seizure on their floor and chipped my tooth. So,
what kind of person listens to the Don and Mike show in Seattle on KQBZ? Meet Chris.
Do you want to know what else I've done?
He's the future of America.
The classic Don and Mike listener.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, Chris, are you on any kind of prescription medication right now?
I'm clean. Sober.
Clean and sober.
Mm-hmm. I got Mike Hart lemonades in my refrigerator that I haven't drank, though.
Now that's interesting.
Why?
You planning what? Wait for a... How about... What are you planning for the Super Bowl? Big Super Bowl party?
No. I only have one friend. I don't have any other friends because I don't want to do drugs anymore.
So all your friends are into drugs?
Mm.
Who's the one friend that doesn't do drugs?
Brian. Brian's my friend.
Is he your lover?
No.
Before Chris started listening to the Don and Mike show, he did drugs. Now Chris doesn't do drugs anymore. He has one friend and the Don and Mike show.
What?
Yes, retail outlets everywhere. In Seattle.
One time, when I went to jail because I wrote like $13,000 in bad checks around town here.
But now Chris's checks are good, and he's the kind of customer you want in your store.
I it was a closed account, and I was writing them for like 6 months. I would buy like a $250 clutch kit at Napa and then take it back to a different one and get the cash back. And then I'd get drugs.
Yeah.
So, there you go. The court, what?
Maybe you're running an auto parts store.
The gas station.
You know, I don't really understand why.
Or you just sell chicken.
Why do you think I'm dumb or something?
Who said you're dumb?
We don't think you're dumb.
He's patronizing me like, oh, here's Chris. This guy's a drug addict.
No. Chris, no. We are selling you as the absolute pinnacle of what our audience is like.
What are you talking about, though? I'm not an idiot.
In Seattle.
No, we didn't say idiot. We said pinnacle.
What is pinnacle?
Yeah,
is that like
the best. The top. The tops, baby.
You're not
dumb.
Chris, you're not dumb. You're valued.
What do you mean?
We value our listeners.
Chris, you're special.
Yeah?
You're special.
My counselor told me that once, and I was like, yeah, whatever.
You know, if you can take anything away from this conversation today, Chris, take that away. Take the fact that you're special from this conversation.
Do you want to call my counselor with me, and I can tell her how I'm doing?
No.
Why not?
Because we have to do that whole thing to get someone's permission to go on the radio. Why don't you tell your counselor that you called us and that we think you're A-OK?
You're aces. Aces with us, Chris.
Do you have something I can, like, take away from this, like, physically? You know, like a gift or something?
Prize.
You'd like a prize, Chris?
Yeah.
Yes, Chris.
I ain't ever won anything before.
He's given so much to us.
Chris, do you have...
He has, Buzz, yeah.
Do you have a DVD player?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, I'll send you.
I just got my first DVD the other day. It was a Stevie Ray Vaughan album.
I'll send
that
you.
That guy used to take a hit of cocaine and a shot of alcohol before he played.
Before his cocaine into a whiskey glass.
Now I think you're gonna like this. The DVD DVD box set of Oz.
Oh yeah.
The complete second season from HBO.
Of Jaws?
No, Oz.
Oz, the prison show. You'll love it.
Oh, okay.
You can relive your prison memories.
Yeah, I've never seen the show, man. I like it.
You will.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Fine.
It'll remind you of all those great times you had in prison.
Do you want my address right now?
No, we'll get it from you in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Chris, are there any final words you would have for our listening audience?
I would say that I don't like mowing my lawn out here because my landlord charged me for it if I don't do it. And there's, like, pop cans in the yard and leaves all over and crap. There's this metal bar out in my yard right now I'm looking at.
Retailers, beer companies, major advertisers.
The Don and Mike Show delivers the demographics that you crave.
Radio.
It's red hot.
But I think we were supposed to focus on, like, the suicide thing, and instead you guys made me look like an idiot.
Chris used to want to kill himself. Then he listened to the Don and Mike Show.
And now he wants to go out and buy your products.
Here you go.
Chris is now a happy member of Seattle society. Mm-hmm. Say, Chris.
Yeah?
Are you registered with your local police agency?
Yeah? What do you mean, though?
That's right, Mr. Retailer. Each day, you'll have the opportunity to reach thousands of people just like Chris.
I'm a child toucher?
No, no.
Oh, why'd you have to try registered?
Well, I was kind of getting to that.
You're supposed to register for what?
Well, are you a kid toucher?
No, I've been touched. When I was 4 years old, this guy made me, like, test on his PR.
S on his
penis ring.
Oh my.
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
My.
So now it's like the one thing that my counselor said I did drugs for because I did that when I was little.
You will like Oz.
I'd kill that guy now if I saw him.
Yeah. Get ready. He's got disposable income, and he's coming to your store.
I'm serious. I would, that prick.
Say, do you sell guns?
No.
No, he's talking to prospective advertisers.
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
I want to buy a gun, though.
The Don and Mike Show delivers the young, desirable advertiser's delight.
The Chris's of Seattle are ready to buy your products.
Maybe I can, you know, like, have a more dialogues with you in the future or whatever, you know, just to tell you how I'm doing and stuff.
I'd say that's a lot.
I'd like that.
You bet. You bet. Chris, what's your favorite reality TV show?
Reality TV show?
Yes.
You mean like something real?
Yes. Very good, Chris.
Oh, I like the Osbournes, and I liked watching Anna Nicole's fat ass on TV.
Say, Chris, who's your favorite friend?
What?
Who's your favorite friend?
Brian.
No.
He's my only friend.
Remember, we covered that. He's pretty well focused on his only friend.
Is it Rachel? Is it Ross?
My favorite friend is... none of them. Joey's gay, and Chandler's a fag.
and Ross is a dill hole.
Interesting he mentions all the men.
But I like...
And gay and fag.
I like Jennifer Aniston's Hooters, though. She always nips out in all the episodes, though. You ever notice that?
Nips out.
I like Jennifer Aniston as well.
So do I.
She's fantastic.
I like the liquor taint, but I probably never will because she's got a, like, husband and stuff.
And can you name her husband? For a prize, can you name Jennifer?
Brad Pitt.
Hey, you made a prize and Chris stepped up to the plate.
What else? I can answer it. What else?
Chris?
I'm pretty smart with stuff like that.
Chris, you won the Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
Okay.
And
great.
A Yaya book bag.
Here comes Chris's cousin.
Now what?
Joe.
Hold on. Here is Joe Ardinger. Hold on. I gotta play Joe in because you gotta know a guy is low on the food chain when Joe's coming into pile on. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Don. I was wondering if Chris would like to play the secret sound.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris. Let's see if you can name this sound.
All right, Joe's doing a bit now.
I can't hear it.
God.
Was that a... I can't hear it. Turn it up, Joe. Is it a clock?
No,
it's you didn't win, Chris.
What is it, Joe? What was it?
It may have been a sound reminiscent of Chris's past.
My past?
You know it's gotten out of control when Joe's coming in doing...
Wait, Joe, I didn't even hear it. Will you turn it up?
Was Joe doing, like, coke humor? Is that
it was like doing a thing where he's tapping a razor blade on a coffee glass.
Don't do that.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
Well, I almost bought some last week, and don't do that. I was really close.
Well, Chris, I think you're perfectly fine. You should go ahead and use some more cocaine.
No, because I ran over my girlfriend's foot when I was high.
See, Joe.
And I never visited her when she was in the hospital for, like, 6 weeks.
Wow.
All right. So, Chris, we have to go.
When do I get my prize? Do I have to tell you my address now?
Yes, hold on. We will send the prize to you.
Is that Yaya thing for real? You're sending me a book bag?
Yes, we're sending you a book bag. Okay?
Okay, that's great, yeah.
Enjoy. And Chris?
I'll use it for work when I go out on sales, trying to sell paint. Her house is this summer.
I thought you were a lifeguard.
But he wants to be a house painter.
But
be a painter.
In the summer times, we go out and paint houses.
In the summertime.
Chris, what are your parting words for our audience?
That I'm really not all that bad, and I'm pretty good with women if I was ever given a chance again and stuff.
You think the next woman that you were with, you wouldn't hit?
Or run over her foot?
I don't know. I mean, if she doesn't, like, throw plants at my truck. The last girlfriend I had threw a plant at my truck in my windshield, so I smacked her in her lip.
Yes, the Chris's of Seattle are ready to go into your store.
I'm telling you right now, sales staff at KQBZ, this is a sales piece right here. You take this 20-minute segment, you put it on a cassette, and you send all of the salespeople out of the street, and you say...
What sort of man listens to the Don and Mike show?
Hey, I listen to all the shows on this station in Seattle.
Even better, endorse the entire station. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm about to bite into my chicken right now. It has reached a cooling point to where it's very tasteful. Would you like to listen to me have a chew?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
It's been a real slice of heaven.
It has. I thoroughly enjoyed calling you. I've been listening to you guys for a long time now.
Yes.
I listened to you on the first house that I painted 2 years ago here, out on Lake Taps. And
have you let me ask you one final question.
Sure.
Which have you done longer, been in jail or listen to this show?
Listen to your show.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Good answer, Chris.
They wouldn't let us have radios in jail. They took them away.
All right. Goodbye, Chris.
Am I going
to
hold?
Yes, hold on, please. You're going to speak to a brother from another mother, a man named Joe.
You guys really made my day today.
Joe. And you are, Chris.
Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Sure. Hey, not a problem.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
I'm going to miss him.
There he is. Caller of the day. Chris.
Now I've gone full circle on Seattle. I was hot on him again, and then I was cool, and now I'm hot again. I like that city.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Awful.
It's a young man. Heart disease. A silent killer. Hey, there are worse ways to go. Even still, and the fish are doomed. Pretty f***ing humiliating. So I was dying. That guy in Hollywood, too. Don something. But those sort of Simpsons.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
My name is what? My name is who?
Hi.
My name is what? My name is
wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and...
click, click, click.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
All right. I hear your music. Yeah, I got a problem. Well, I guess of sorts.
Okay.
And, I don't know, the situation is I have a... I live with my dad and my stepmom.
Are you calling from Seattle?
Is this the exact same guy that we talked to last time?
No.
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia area.
All right. Huh. Go ahead.
Well, problem is she's 16. And
who's 16?
My stepsister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think she's... I guess she's coming on to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of strange. Mm-hmm. But...
Well, you know my rule. You're not blood related.
Do you think it's all right, then?
She was only 16.
Hasn't there... I mean, it's certainly not the first time that, non-blood related people that were, in a family together...
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh.
20. Well, I don't know. I mean, in Arkansas, it's legal.
Yeah.
Look at the movie Clueless.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You were ex-step-siblings.
Yeah, well, so they were ex-step-siblings. But the age difference was
similar.
Right? The guy was like...
college sophomore.
That dude was a lot older than Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. He was like 2 or 3 years older.
So I guess we say go for it.
Because we're giving you our blessing.
But beware.
Go ahead. Have sex with your stepsister.
Yeah.
Be careful. 2 years after that movie, Alicia Silverstone got really fat. So watch out.
Remember that.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes. I'm just worried about,
what?
Situations afterwards.
Right. Well, listen.
Dad and my stepmom.
Let me quote a great man named Chris. If you have a problem with her, do a lot of coke and then run her foot over with your car.
And think how much fun Thanksgiving will be.
Very true. Very true.
Goodbye.
All right. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye. See ya. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I was going to ask you about you shaved your eyebrows, Don. What have you thought about shaving anything else?
As a matter of fact, I've shaved all of my body here.
Wow.
I've shaved all of it.
Balls.
Hey, the women love it. The women love it.
Did you, don't they?
You drew that back on, too? Or?
No, Buzz, no.
Oh. Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi, Buzz.
How are you,
Howdy. Buzz?
Hey, Buzz.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Hi, Buzz. Hello, Don, and Mike Show.
Hey, Evan calling from Stafford County. I want to talk about that stoner you had on there just a minute ago.
What?
The guy you had on there a second ago, Chris?
Yeah.
That guy was probably lying. I know a lot of people and whatnot.
Whatnot?
Wait.
All right, let me...
Whatnot? Whatnot alarm?
That is the first sign, a red flag, if you say whatnot or what for.
Do you think whatnot deserves an alarm?
I think it deserves the buzzer, like
the buzzer.
God,
yeah.
It would just be, a warning.
Yeah, a warning, a what
like,
not warning.
If we were on Star Trek right now, we'd say, raise shields.
Yes.
Yeah. Raise shields. We're not going to fire the photon torpedoes, but we're raising the shields.
I heard a TV reporter use the word whatnot, if it is even a word, and I was almost ready to throw my shoe through the
I've
screen.
I've been down far south too long. I'm catching on with redneck talk and whatnot.
Right.
I did it again.
I'm sorry. You're disqualified.
Sorry.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I'm from Philly.
And I'm on my drive home, and I heard that Chris guy. Who's that guy?
His name is Chris from Seattle.
Where did he come from?
He's the Chris guy from Seattle.
Why did he call? I came in right when he started talking about huffing.
I don't know. You know, why did the guy from Philly call and ask if he could have sex with his stepsister?
I had a bit going for a while.
No, I can sum it up, with one statement. We're here to help.
I can see that.
That's what we're here for. We're providing...
Car. Laughing so hard at the guy. Swear to God.
Well, there you go. Thank you, my friend.
So, thanks a lot.
Buzz, did you find whatnot?
Whatnot is in the dictionary, has a couple of definitions.
Really?
The first is any of various among things that might also be mentioned, like you say, needles, pins, and whatnot. The other definition is it's a light, open set of shelves for small ornaments. That's a whatnot.
Well, I think it's still banned on this show.
Well, I think that's reasonable.
Hello, Mother. Put the Hummel on my whatnot.
On the whatnot. Whatnot and what for? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes. Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, do you look like Uncle Leo on Seinfeld right now?
We heard that one yesterday, sir. Please try to stay with the program.
And just remember, sir, if you take a Hummel off my whatnot, I'll give you what for.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Wow. Goodbye. Let me see. We got a letter here about the San Francisco station.
Huh.
Dear Don and Mike, you've had many callers have called about KYCY in San Francisco.
And whatnot.
Here are many points about the station.
Hmm.
This station sucks ass. They play unlistable IMUS replays during your show that last 5 to 6 minutes.
Oh, God. Wow.
Incessant repeating of PSAs, public service announcements, the same two spots over and over for 10 minutes during a break. Incessant repeating of horrible Tom Likas promos. Promos for the oldie station, KFRC. They play a whole song, and then they say, if you like great oldies, listen to KFRC.
Hmm.
Sometimes they forget to switch the satellite feed to the Don and Mike show on time, and instead we hear Westwood One News. The only commercials are sleazy advertisers, like websites that promote 1-900 Naked Girls. There's no local news or traffic, bad filler music when they're not playing the bad promos. It is apparent that KYCY is simply there so Westwood One can say they cleared some of its syndicated programming in the number 4 market. It's shameful, really, but I'm happy to hear the show in San Francisco. Phil Casella. And Phil, I'll tell you, you're right. That's exactly the situation. But you got to know where Mike and I are coming from, especially with this last deal that we just signed. We've been syndicated for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And except for a guy like Howard, really, there's nobody else in America that's got the kind of coverage
right.
And the kind of markets that Howard's got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike and I are making crazy FU money just from working here at WJFK. We're making pretty good money for Philadelphia and the other stations.
Right.
But we're making our nut on WJFK. Here's at least what I'm thinking about syndication. The only way, realistically, we're ever going to get on in Los Angeles is if in 5 years, you and I move to Los Angeles.
Right.
That's how we'll get on in Los Angeles. We're happy with the little network that we have. I don't think our aspirations now are what they were 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where we assumed that we would be on in every market in America,
right.
And that we'd all be on huge, gigantic FM stations. It just ain't going to happen, because we're doing an afternoon radio show, and radio still hasn't wised up to the fact that you can put this kind of programming on and win an afternoon drive.
No, they don't, because unfortunately radio has program directors that don't see the light that way. And, we really gave up putting emotional investments into this a long time ago, because it's really, you can't get through to some of these guys, and it's very, very difficult. If we get one, hey, fantastic.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we can't worry about it like we used to, because that was killing us.
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, we have focused on the Mid-Atlantic area. And we hit a lot of the cities. You got D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, Ocean City, Pittsburgh, Rochester. Target cities we'd like to be in now, really? Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
Providence, Boston.
Right.
God forbid New York again someday.
Mm-hmm.
Although we would never do it the same way we did before.
Right. No.
But beyond that, you know, this is the niche that we've carved out for ourselves. And we're very happy with our nice little affiliate list.
We're not really going to get upset with the people at the network anymore.
No.
That doesn't do any good.
No.
And, you know, if something comes our way, we will be delighted. We'll be excited about it. It'll be fantastic. If it doesn't, we, you know, we're just going to keep doing the show we do.
So, you know, I appreciate the fact that you guys, like this guy, Phil, that wrote us the letter from San Francisco. Phil, the station sucks. Right? And you're right. It is a way for Westwood One to say they've cleared Imus and Us and Likas and these other shows in San Francisco for the advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
But the station sucks. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, would we like to be on a big FM station in San Francisco?
Sure.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me, though, what that station is. That station doesn't exist
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco.
Right.
There is no such radio station.
No talker.
Right.
No FM talker.
There's nothing like it.
Hmm.
So this is it. I guess you guys just have to face the same realization that we face.
And it's frustrating because here in Washington and in Philadelphia and in places like Sacramento and in places like Seattle, the show catches on when you put us on a big station, either AM or FM, that's a powerful station. The show catches on and the show does great. But, you know, it's still,
yeah.
Radio people are lemmings and radio people don't like to try, just like anybody in media, movies, TV, people don't like to try innovative things.
No.
They don't do that. They like to try things the way they've been done. The original idea is not something that is really well received. It's really not.
And we're having a big meeting in a couple of weeks with the president of Westwood One because we have to renegotiate our deal with him.
And we've had many meetings over the years about syndication.
And we're going into this, I think, for the first time, really with our eyes wide open looking at the truth.
We're going to smile, we're going to nod our heads and go, that's fantastic.
What, you know, whatever you can do, that's great. But to be honest with you, we're making our nut on WJFK.
And the idea in a lot of these cities of an afternoon show like this, of a, you know, what it is basically, a morning show in the afternoon, they just can't get their heads around it.
They're not ready for it. So, you know, Howard's going to be probably the only guy in the history of radio doing this kind of radio to be on in all the major cities that he is. More power to him.
Yeah, because he's on in the morning, and that's when the people, programmers, are comfortable with a morning show being like this because that's the way it's always been.
And we had the opportunity. We certainly had an opening in our contract. We could have stayed with Infinity or gone to another company and done a morning show and started all over again, but frankly, we like working in the afternoon. We like working for Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
We like the little network of stations that we have.
And, you know, when you try to drum it into the heads of these guys for years and years and years, and you say to yourself, you know, somebody goes in and has an F-E day at work and they're coming back, they want to be diverted just as much as when they're on their way into work in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that logic, it's too logical. It's really, really too logical.
And really, I don't want to discount any of the cities that we're syndicated to. But after this last deal we signed with WJFK,
mm-hmm.
really, if the whole syndication thing dried up, we'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fact.
I mean,
that is the fact. Do we like being on all over the country? It's fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah. It really is good. But is it significant like it used to be? It can't be because it's really...
We're realistic.
We invested an awful lot of emotional energy in it and... The frustrating thing for me is the way it's always been with our network and with our affiliates and with this syndication deal, it's always been out of our hands.
And it wouldn't...
There are people that are paid to get this show on in different markets.
And it would not be any different if we had gone to Premier, which is owned by Clear Channel.
Right.
It would be the same obstacles. And it always came back to the same thing. If you guys move to the morning, you'd have a better chance of rolling the show out nationally and getting on in all these big markets. And frankly, really, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah, and as far as, you know, they've always said, hey, we'll do this. We're going to get you on in a lot of other markets. We want to do that. But really, if I can be honest, people that work in affiliate relations, by and large, they should go work for the airlines.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, really, that's the kind of people we're dealing with.
I mean,
it's the way it's always been. And you know what? There are a ton of them. At least there were.
The only people that really seem to recognize what the show's about, the people at WJFK.
People here.
You know, and that's not a slight on any of the other stations that run this show. But I'm telling you, we've got, well, never mind. It's because, you know, we got about 60 million reasons to be very happy just to be on WJFK.
With that said, if tomorrow, you know, somebody had the foresight to put this show in some bigger cities on an FM radio station, it'd be fantastic.
But if it never happens, we're happy.
Whatever.
We're very happy. You know, if we're known as the guys who were on in Washington and Philadelphia and Baltimore and Wichita and Iowa City and Sacramento and Seattle, I'm happy with that as our legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Really, and we're not BSing like, I know Howard does this all the time, saying, this is our last contract, you know, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Mike and I have discussed this seriously. This is probably going to be it.
Yeah, and you know, we're happy, and it's a good situation right now, and, you know, anything that comes our way in the area of syndication, bigger stations, bigger cities, it's gravy, and that's the way I look at it. And it's gravy in the sense of, more people get a chance to hear this show.
Yeah.
And it's great to go to other cities, you know, and even the small ones. I know you and I have both the feelings about places that we spend a lot of time, and it's frustrating. You know, I wish this show was on that little town in Florida that I like to go to. And it's not. They replaced it with a Spanish.
But we take a lot of pride in the fact that, yeah, you know, I mean, we've been to these dumb meetings with the network guys, and you say, well, we're not on in bigger markets. They say, well, no, you're not. And we say, we're on in markets like Wichita. We're number one in Wichita. Yeah. And they go, well, unfortunately, that doesn't count for anything.
Right.
Well, for us, it does.
Mm-hmm.
For us, Wichita matters.
Because you bump into somebody, as you often do, that comes from one of these cities, it's great.
Mm-hmm. And Sacramento?
That's the part that's great.
Matters. Yeah. You know, I guess we're the medium market guys. That's all right with us. So, you know, the station in San Francisco sucks. If we had gotten this letter 10 years ago, I'd be on the phone right now,
mm-hmm,
screaming at the general manager, threatening to quit,
right,
making all kinds of hay, and nothing would have happened.
We put so much into that in the early days of the syndication. In fact, anybody that's listened to the show for a long period of time knows the battles. And they were fun, too, because we got a chance to call GMs and program directors, but it's not worth it. It's not, because it never gets done. And, you know, and I hate to say this also, but people, in many circumstances, that put a program like this on, or a program that's out there, that, you know, a switch thrower where you can just put it on, they are they're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, and we've got to get stations like Philadelphia, where,
yeah,
they have, you know, okay, they made us prove that we could be number one in the ratings,
mm-hmm,
but WYSP is a station that's not doing this on the trade deal.
Right.
They're paying us a salary to be their afternoon show.
And they've got a vested interest in making this show work.
And one of the reasons the show's working on WYSP, even though he busts his balls all the time, and he really is like a poodle on Black Beauties, is that Tim really does push the hell out of the show on, yeah, WYSP.
You, yeah, know, I would take all the meetings in the world with a guy like Tim Sabian. Because Tim Sabian has one thing that I wish all these guys had, and that's the energy and, you know, the desire to make it work and to win. And you know what? As long as somebody's got that desire at a radio station, we can have a good working relationship.
So, yeah, you know, you're right. This guy that wrote this letter from San Francisco, the station sucks. But I'm sorry to say this, we don't care.
It sounds to me, and it's really horrible, it sounds to me like the people out there at that radio station don't give a rat's ass.
No, this guy This guy got it exactly right.
Right.
It's apparent that KYCY is there so that Westwood One can say that their syndicated programming is in the number four market.
Mm-hmm. C'est la vie.
Right. And I'm sorry, but we don't care. Doesn't mean we don't care about San Francisco. Doesn't mean we wouldn't want to be on a great station. San Francisco is a wonderful city.
Now, if we get on a great station and they start messing with the show, then we'll get upset.
Right, then we'll get pissed. But until then,
right,
you know, we're very happy and very comfortable where we are right now, mm-hmm, with our little niche in the radio world.
Right.
So, you know, deal with it.
That's it.
Deal with it. If they're playing records during the show, at least you're hearing the show.
Yeah.
You know? What do you want me to do?
Jesus Christ.
The whole world's a mess.
Oh, yeah, Christ.
The whole world is a mess.
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
I don't care that they're playing records. I really don't. Who cares? Can you get in your car every day in San Francisco, turn on the god-awful frequency of 1550 and hear this show? Yes.
Good. Enjoy it.
Okay. Great. Great. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I have to thank you for having Chris on your show.
Well, everybody seems to love this guy, Chris, from Seattle.
I think we all love the guy.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about it is you guys were goofing on him, but he really is the true representation of people in Seattle.
Now, you're only allowed to say that if you're calling from Seattle.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Spokane.
No!
That's okay, too.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, since you guys were talking about radio and talking about Chris, I had an idea.
Yeah.
I think on JFK, any day now, you guys are going to have, like, a major opening. And I can see Chris doing the show from his bedroom, you know, like doing an Art Bell type thing. It's going to be gold.
Right. Keep thinking that. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. Are you there? Oh, hi, Dave.
Is it me or whatnot?
No, that was my fault. I didn't have the red button pressed. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm from Seattle, and I can just say, man, Chris is the epitome of a Seattleite.
That's a call with credibility right
Hello,
there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I'm from Seattle, too, and I was going to say the exact opposite.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Right. Thanks.
I was so excited this morning when you guys almost came around to liking Seattle, and then Chris called and blew it for us.
No, you're wrong about that. Yeah. Chris actually enhanced our feelings about Seattle.
Yes.
But that's not typical. We're all not retarded out here.
And you know what? Yeah. Now you're destroying it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But can I tell you something? And we've said this before to people in cities. You are so freaking stupid if you really think that we really dislike your city because we get some bad calls. And you're really, really, really freaking stupid if you then believe it so much that you have to call up to defend your city.
It is for you we dance.
Absolutely.
Right.
Could you do a little dance for me, Mike?
You know what? I feel like it, but you've taken the wind out of my sails. Yes,
yeah. See, you're a dumb guy, but now you've been outed as a dumb guy, mm-hmm. but you want to make us think that you were in on the joke, but really you weren't.
So really the best thing to do would be to give us a clicking sound right now.
Okay.
You know what that would be? No.
No.
Oh, he did.
Thank you.
He did. It just took a long time.
Thank you. It took him a while.
Yes, it did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, you got to admit, callers like this really make you raise your eyebrows. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, we're getting the good and the bad. Man, it's one right after the other.
A lot of good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Love ya.
Thanks.
Hey, got to let you know, please stick up for little towns like Spokane, Washington. We need you around here.
You know, you didn't mention when we were going through the cities as far as good, bad callers. Spokane's had, we get some good calls from Spokane.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And don't forget, that's where the Mark Rippon Hotel is out there, right?
It's in Idaho, I think.
Yeah, we see Rip all the time. He lives right out there in Post Falls.
Not
right
far away.
What's right over the line from Spokane in Idaho?
That's it. Post Falls, right there.
Post Falls.
Post Falls, Idaho.
Wow, yeah. Can you imagine how life would suck if you lived there?
Well, whenever I'm there, I'd stay at the Rippin.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Where's the crack detector now, Lucas?
And then we get some of our old regulars.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
So well.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, you just told that guy that, you know, you must be crazy if you take that stuff serious, which is, you know, when we talk bad about your city.
Yes.
Well, I'm from Sacramento, and were you being sincere when you from Sacramento?
You're calling from Sacramento. I was able to get that through the fabulous cell. And now?
He's gone.
Rob and I will dance for you.
Sure.
Now both Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance.
But give him credit. That cell phone was made entirely out of cabbage.
Do you really mean it?
Do I mean what? Are they doing the dance? Yes.
Yes, they are.
Now, do you mean it that you really love Sacramento? You was the one that was giving us props at the beginning of the show.
You was the one. Yes, I do. truly like Sacramento, but I'll tell you this. I truly dislike you.
I love you, Don.
Well, I hate you.
Don, can we be friends?
No.
Hey, when you move out, we could be friends, maybe
no.
even neighbors.
No, we can't. I'm going to live in another trailer park.
I could be in the guard shack.
No way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've been sitting in the Bay Bridge in San Francisco for the last 2 hours, so I kind of missed part of your show. That's part of my call, too, is just venting about San Francisco. Have we already talked about the suicide rate among your cities?
Yeah, we covered cities. I don't think we ever got to the cities.
We never had the actual cities. We didn't have it.
Okay, because I can tell you right now, I don't think you're going to win with Las Vegas. I was just there, and they've really made that place suicide-proof. All the windows open about an inch. Unless you're silly, but you ain't jumping out anywhere.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Take it easy.
Good
thank
you.
Hey, Lisa, are you working on that list, incidentally, of the most suicide-friendly cities in America?
Yeah, I've even contacted the Office of Suicidology in Washington, D.C. to ask them where I could find this information, and she did direct me to a website for the Center for Disease Control. And, you know, as far as finding a list or a map, you know, or something with just it's not there. I can try and give the Suicidology Institute or whatever it is.
Right. Call them and see if they can work something up for us. Call one of the suicidologists.
Sure.
And how'd you like to put that on your resume?
Oh, man.
Don Geronimo, suicidologist.
That would kill me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
I'm on my 30th Google search page, and I haven't found the list either.
Last call. You're on the air. Hello?
Well, slow down, Buzz. Don't kill yourself.
Don and Mike. Hello. It's Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yo, Don and Mike. What's going on, bitch?
That was Kurt Cobain before. Hello? Is this BN?
On?
Hey, BN?
Yo, what's up, man?
Bitter N-word. What's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm down here at the Texaho filling up. What's going on with
Texaho? Nothing. What can we do for you, BN?
Nothing, man. I ain't called in a minute. So you got this call. See what the hell going on.
You sound different today. You sound like you're a little mellow today.
Damn.
Huh?
Are you mellow today? What's the matter?
M.N.
Oh, everything was gravy, man. It's all gravy train, Pimper.
All right, so you're not bitter today.
I'm never bitter.
Hey, I'm going to change that right now. Mr. 40 says hi.
Whoa, what up, 40? Where you at? He there?
No, he's not here.
No.
Oh, hey, I heard y'all talking about the radio station and your contracts and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you a question, man. I mean, ballpark figure. Y'all making the cheddar all off of radio, or is it because of the appearances and stuff, too?
We make most of it off of radio. The rest is made up with a series of underwear modeling contracts.
For Sears.
For Sears.
For the Husky Boys section.
Husky Boys.
And if you look at it, it's the three of us. It's me and Mike and Kevin James.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, but I just got a couple questions, man. You know, I mean, what's up? How do y'all...
Hey, BN, are you wasted?
Say what?
Are you wasted?
What do you mean, man?
You sound drunk.
Do you want to ask us about our cheddar?
Yeah. What's up with the cheddar, man? I mean, y'all making millions down there or something? What's up?
Yeah, we are.
I'm getting to that.
Yeah, we're making lots of cheddar.
Go figure.
It's like a cheese factory here.
Yeah, I feel you.
My name might as well be Kraft, and Mike's name might as well be Colby.
There you go.
That ain't even funny.
Lots of shit. Thank you, BN.
You. But anyway, man, y'all hold it down, and congratulations and all that, you know?
Thank right.
You. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of you guys. You're doing real good.
Thanks, BN.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Making me a little uncomfortable. You're being a little too nice to everybody today.
What do you mean, man?
I like it better when you're a little angrier.
A little bitter.
What I got to be bitter about, man?
Yeah, all right. I didn't mean anything by that.
Okay.
I'm doing the damn thing, you know?
Calm down.
All right, we have to go now.
It wouldn't be good to piss me off.
I'm not trying to piss you off. Now, come on now.
Don't piss me off, man.
Okay, goodbye, BN.
Just relax. Don't worry about it.
What, try to hang up on me?
Chill out.
Come on, we got to go.
Where you going?
We got to go play the commercials for the cheddar.
I can hold on, man.
Nah, I ain't got time for you. It's cheddar time.
You want to take us to break, BN?
Yeah, let me do that. Hey, you know what? How about the...
No.
The sound, no. You can take us to break. If you want to say this is a bitter N-word and you're listening to Donna Mike, we'll be right back.
Oh, man, I want to sing like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr.
I think he's bombed.
All right, go ahead.
Shooby dooby watcher, boing boing.
All right, good. Mike, you're right. He is bombed. Or he's high. Goodbye, BM.
No, I don't get high.
All right, goodbye.
All right, later, man.
All right, bye. See ya.
Shooby dooby watcher, boing boing.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had a request. Someone asked me to do American Trilogy, so we're going to do that.
Listen, this is where Elvis says F you. We have to beep it out.
Well, I don't take that for granted, though. I love you. F you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we goof it up, please forgive us.
They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so a couple days late with this, but the whole week is screwed up because Monday was MLK Day.
It was.
Over the weekend, the Spiewaks came a visiting.
Right.
And Robin Carey came and spent the night with Frieda and Bart and I up in Ocean City. And as a way to kind of jumpstart our emotions, because we were still all mired in this thing about my father-in-law.
Yeah.
My wife read in the local newspaper that there's going to be an Elvis impersonator.
Michael Hoover, right?
As it turns out, I think we had this guy on our old morning show like 15 years ago.
So true.
So we go to the Fenwick Inn,
right,
where these posters are hanging. Rob kept the poster. Jordan's Rooftop presents Elvis, Michael Hoover. He's a hunka hunka Burden Elvis fanatic.
Is that a recent photograph?
Nope.
No. Now, we had the show was at 9, and we had 7:30 dinner reservations. We didn't get seated until about 8 o'clock, and we were really flipping out that
right.
We weren't going to be able to get into the show because we saw from out of the corner of our eye the line, the incredible line of unwashed people that were waiting to get into the... I mean, in my
real Elvis fans?
Oh, yeah. And I know that you and I have played some real dives before with the Las Vegas-style show.
Many, many dives.
Makes our appearances look like we were on stage at the Bellagio. This place was the whole setting. It smelled like a high school cafeteria. No. So we get inside, we just plow the food down. It doesn't even matter what we were eating.
Right.
We fried, whatever it was.
Probably just as well.
Yeah, we eat, we got the tickets, we go, we sit down. They're gigantic card tables that they have.
That's the seating area?
That's the seating arrangement.
Hmm. I thought this place was like, if you're going to have entertainment, this is the place you go, right?
Well, apparently this is how they do it.
Have you been there? Have you ever been there before?
Never. So as we walk in, about 9:15, the place is almost full, like 100 people in there. And as it turns out, the big giant round card tables. And there was about 8 people to a table. And it was obvious that we were going to have to share a table
seating festivale
with strangers. So we picked a table that had 4 spots.
Right.
And Carrie and Frieda sat on one side of the table, and Rob and I sat on the other side.
Shocker.
Because, we couldn't sit down. I mean,
right.
We could have sat boy, girl, but then it's no fun because Rob and I can't goof on the guy.
And you're there to mock him. I mean, that's the sole purpose of the evening.
We're there to goof on him. Now,
what fun would an Elvis impersonator be?
Let me say that we were the only ones who were there to goof on him.
Yep.
The rest of the audience was held him in very high reverence.
Were you in close proximity to people that would affect your ability to
We
mock
were
him?
Sitting at a table full of people that affected our ability to mock him.
Wow. You know, I had a similar experience when I went to Vegas to the Wayne Newton show with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we got done, and similar thing, you said it with a large group, and you're ready to mock, and you're sitting, and all of a sudden you realize you're next to a turbo fan, and it kind of puts a damper on
things. Now, it didn't stop us from mocking.
No, not at all.
You just mocked a little quieter, right?
And I think my favorite part is when we leaned over and he said, you know what? We're the hippest people in this room. And it was true.
Really?
Yeah.
So they come out, his backup band comes out.
Sweetwater.
And they do a couple of songs. And they announce that Michael Hoover will be out with his Memories of Elvis show in just a moment. And then they play the bad... Robbie, you got the music loaded up?
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Okay,
too.
This is what they play. You know how Elvis started with the 2001 music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is exactly what we heard at Jordan's rooftop, the Fenwick Inn in Ocean City, Maryland, Saturday night.
There you go.
Listen how cheesy it gets now.
So he's going to do the big entrance.
Yeah. And he's got his wife, Bobby, who's on the spotlight. And
what, Michael Hoover's wife is Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby Hoover.
And it's like she's got cerebral palsy because the spotlight is going all over the place.
Now, how do you get hip to that info?
He has an introduction of everybody.
Oh, okay. All right.
The band has four people in it.
Four actual musicians.
Really, a lot of synthesizers.
Yeah, a lot of help.
So... we're waiting, having our watered-down drinks. Rob is suffering his way through a Coors Light.
Yeah, he likes the imported stuff.
And we get to this part. Now the Elvis music. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Virginia Kentucky Opry, Michael!
Doing the intro.
That's a guitar player that looks like Jerry Garcia. This is not the
that
performance.
Start with CC Rider.
Oh yeah,
this is not the performance we saw. This was the CD that we purchased.
Right.
CC Rider. Yeah, I see.
Let me say that we've seen a lot of Elvis impersonators. I immediately turned to Rob and said, the celebrity this guy most resembles is Putty from Seinfeld.
Really did. Really
you know,
did.
If all Putty... signs point
right.
to yes.
Exactly.
Now, he is a large man.
So he's later stage Elvis.
However, he is wearing the clothes... from middle stage Elvis.
Mm, so that's not a good look.
He's spilling out. As a matter of fact, I think there's a picture you can show Mike on the back of the CD. He was in a medium blue, like a darkish blue jumpsuit with silver studs on it.
Darkish blue, huh?
Yeah, it was. It's a genuine one.
There he is right there. He's singing. Now, here's the first thing he says when he comes out after he sings the first song.
You are a great crowd. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the Memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late King of Rock and Roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
You know, right there, let me tell you something, because I saw an Elvis impersonator when I was down in Florida, and I became friends with the guy.
Sure.
And the reason it makes him cool, first of all, he is a younger-looking Elvis, and he looks okay, but he doesn't... As soon as you come out and say that, it's like you're just advertising yourself as Johnny A-hole.
Yeah. So we immediately start with this.
Did we start laughing when he said that?
We're stifling the laughter because we're sitting at a table.
Surrounded on three sides by fans.
Right.
With real fans. So he starts doing his act.
I am very surprised that when he said that, when he came out and he said, we're not here to make fun, that one of you two didn't go.
No, we were busy.
Was it a tough room?
We were busy laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, right, and it wasn't laughing as much as it was.
Yeah. He pulled an ad lib.
Yeah.
At one point, he's walking through the crowd.
Handing out scarves.
Handing out scarves.
Oh, God.
You got one?
He had a scarf guy behind him. So that as he would, just like Elvis, he would actually take the cheap silk scarf put it around his neck
right.
to get some of his sweat on it, then give it
yeah.
to the house frau in the audience.
But we're not here to make fun of or recreate.
As he's walking around the crowd, says, "You're a beautiful crowd. Hey, look, they still have the Christmas tree up here. And give me a C flat. All I have a balloon. Christmas without you."
Man.
We are dying.
Really,
are,
really, at this point, tears. Tears are rolling down.
We are dying. He announces his resume when he gets up there.
Okay.
When he says, "Incidentally, my wife, Bobby, is running the spotlight tonight. You can purchase your glossy pictures, $13 each. You can join my international fan club." And then he says, "I have performed as Elvis in over 4,000 locations. Most recently, I performed at Roseanne's 40th birthday party, a party that cost Roseanne over $1 million. And the crowd all...
Oh, my God.
He announces that his wife is on the spotlight.
Right.
His wife, Bobby. And I mean...
What's she look like?
what you'd expect.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right.
This, I mean, you know how...
Blonde, I'm guessing.
On a spotlight...
Some of it was blonde.
I'm not using the right technical term. You'd know better, Mike.
The gels.
It's in and out. You know.
Yeah, yeah, like, zooming in and out.
Zoom in and zoom out.
Right.
She was big on this, like, on the rhythm of the song.
Oh, no.
On the beat.
Yeah.
Like doing the most inexpensive light show you can by controlling the spot.
And also the gels to change the color. You know, she would like...
Yeah, and she'd do it by hand?
Yeah, the light would go pink, then blue.
Why use any modern technology which now exists?
All we heard during the songs was the spotlight. Of course, you couldn't hear it getting bigger and smaller. But we were, click, 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 click.
Because you know what it sounds like? He's putting her in the show. He's got to give her something to do.
Exactly.
Right. Now, it was spotlighted as on the ad here that Rob kept as a souvenir that was on the wall from Saturday, January 18th, that says, Michael Moore performs... Michael Hoover performs Heartbreak Hotel, All Shook Up, Hound Dog, Teddy Bear, Don't Be Cruel, and other hits. He came out and he did, to call it an eclectic set...
Weird.
Would be an understatement.
So he didn't do hits.
No, he said, I'm going to do a song for you right now by Dobie Gray. Now, the only Dobie Gray song that I could think of was Drift Away.
Right.
Right?
Right? No, he did some other piece of S song by Dobie Gray.
Right.
That I've never
who's
heard
Dobie
of.
Gray?
You know... give me the B-boy and free
oldies, oldies, right. So an obscure oldie guy.
Yeah, but he didn't even sing the hit song that the guy had.
And he tried to save it, and this is what drove me crazy, because I really am an Elvis fan, and I have hundreds of Elvis CDs, literally. And he says, you know, a lot of times when Elvis was on stage, he enjoyed covering the music of other performers. Now, here's one Elvis never did. But he might do.
Oh, God.
And like,
see, that's what he's doing. He's J&O. He's not entertaining his audience. Yeah.
Where I got really mad
right.
was when I heard,
tell you something.
And I turned to Rob and I said, real loud, I said, this better not be Sweet Caroline.
I will tell you, in the world of cheesy entertainment... There's a tiny, tiny little line between the Elvis and the Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
These two Earths, they are very close to each other. They touch.
But technically, it was not an Elvis song. And
right.
boy, was I
And you know what?
Pissed.
You know why he does that? Because the crowd that's going to see him, they dig that.
Yep.
That's why he does it. Because the same kind of crowd.
And I have to say this about Don. That was about the time he said in a slightly louder than speaking voice, play the effing hits. Although he didn't say
you know, that makes me laugh seeing you getting mad.
And
you
I was.
Get mad. You're like, come on, goddammit.
So, this guy is doing all these songs we've never heard of.
Medium charting hits at best.
He's walking through the crowd and he's doing the thing with the scarves. Well, he comes back towards where we are. And Rob, in his loudest voice, screams, Michael! And he comes over, and Rob is pointing across the table
at
Carrie.
For a scarf.
Yeah.
We have...
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Now...
There's the stinky scarf.
Not only is it a cheesy silk scarf...
Right.
You will notice silk screened on the bottom of it. It says, Michael Hoover, and then in parentheses, Memories of Elvis.
Oh, my God.
Now, wow. You would have thought that he was walking through the crowd.
I don't think that's silkscreened down. I think that's a stamp.
I would think.
Yeah. Rubber
you
stamp.
You would think he is walking through the crowd giving away solid gold bars.
Because people are going nuts for the scarves?
People are going so crazy. God. Like this guy is really Elvis.
People are dying to be entertained, huh? Mm-hmm.
And he's singing Sweet Caroline. And he's singing his Bad Dobie Grace. He's singing Blue Christmas.
All over the place.
So we go up. We didn't even stay for the second half of the show.
Oh, you know it's bad then.
You have to say how he closed the first act.
Go ahead.
With the song, he says, there's going to be a chance for you to go to the bar and freshen up your drinks, and we've got one more song. And he did. It was like a Christmas present for Don and I. He did the song America. With the spoken word middle.
You know how we love it when Elvis goes, America, America, the purple mountain's majesty.
Oh, my God.
And he did it exactly like that way. And Rob and I, like two mental patients, were saying it along with him. And this is when the people at the table really got annoyed. Four spacious skies. Come on, Rob, let's do like we did. For amber waves of grain. Purple mountains.
Purple mountains.
Majesty. Majesty.
Above. The fruited plains.
America.
America.
God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea.
Did he hear you doing that?
Shining sea. I think everybody in the restaurant heard us doing that.
Yeah.
And that would be a reason to freshen up your drink.
I
right
think
there.
We were labeled patriots.
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's halftime, and we can't take any more.
So you split.
We split, but... There is a second half to this story.
Oh, yeah?
Because we went and bought the CD.
We went and filled his pills with sugar.
We even took and filled his pills
also,
with sugar.
Also got the news about joining his fan club, his right. worldwide fan club. Now, if just you, Mike O'Mara, the man,
right.
you yourself want to join,
uh-huh.
you get all rights and privileges.
All privileges into one.
including... A glossy photograph.
I'd like that.
For $17.
Right.
Now, if you and your wife...
What do you mean, all rights and privileges?
That's what it said.
That's exactly. it, yeah.
Now, if you and your wife want to join,
yes.
it's $22.
I don't think that'll be happening.
If you and up to four children want to join,
yes.
it is $28.
But the children will also receive all rights and privileges?
Yes, and I'm guessing in that case you would get a photo for you, your wife, and four children.
In the event that I join, will everyone in my family achieve freedom from constipation?
And if it's more than a mother and a father and four children,
yeah.
please contact Bobby for special group rates.
Ah, fantastic, and maybe she'll give you a chance to run the spotlight.
Click, 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 click.
Wow.
Now, they also had, and we're going to call this in a minute. We've not called it yet. One of the very special things that Michael Hoover supplies you
right.
when you go to a show and you buy his junk
yeah.
is his 24-hour hotline.
A pre-recorded hotline as to where he's going to be?
We do not know. We have not called this.
All show. Right.
It could be an inspirational message. Who knows?
All we know is that this was part of his come-on where he said, mm-hmm. and if you join the fan club and
right.
you buy my CD... You'll have my 24-hour hotline.
Hotline.
My hotline.
Jack.
Hey, look, they still have their Christmas tree up.
Hey.
Man, Christmas tree was 2 weeks ago. Christmas was 2 weeks ago.
Holla, have a blue.
And then he goes, give me any flat. Holla, have a blue. And then you hear, click. She turns on the blue spotlight.
I can't believe you guys didn't stick around for the second half.
It was awful. Huh.
Maybe all the hits were in the second half.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. It was just the worst.
Oh, it was good.
But we had a great time. Man, did we have a good time. And I know we pissed off all the people there. We especially pissed off the fat lady in front of us.
Well, Mrs. Hodge.
With the red hat.
Yeah, she got to the restaurant right before us, too.
I can't believe you would piss her off. You're patriots.
We are patriots.
Every time we would laugh,
right,
between 10 and 15 heads would turn.
Oh, dear.
And give us dirty looks.
Angry.
Stop it. And Frida and Carrie were sitting far enough across the table from us that they were totally distanced from us.
Yeah. So they weren't associated with you.
Right. So it was just like...
You two like a couple of laughing queens.
Just Rob and I there to ruin the good time
that
all of the other Elvis fans were having.
Horrible. You horrible people.
Yeah. I'd go again in a second.
What a great night it was. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. You are a great friend. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
Nah, we never seen
you. A couple of people.
Yet.
Well, our show is Memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you, coming soon on the show, we're going to be giving away a vacation to London.
All right.
England can kiss my ass.
Back here, they have a different view of those things.
Plus, we're going to continue with that dumb Fox thing to give away the $2,000 necklace from Joe Millionaire.
Not dumb the way you do it.
No. Also, our man Charles Broyhill live at the Super Bowl reporting as only the Monkey Man can.
We will get up to the minute details at Super Bowl XXXXIII.
We're not going, but he's going.
Yeah, he's real excited about it, too. Well, I couldn't tell.
And also, let me see, coming up on the show, we have... they were pitching me all these guests today. Some guy who's written a book, like, you need to have a book on this. Why guys like porno.
Well, you know, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm interested already.
That's why we booked him.
Right. It's this author, and he wrote about, spoke to men, what they get out of it, why they do it, what they do while they watch it.
Mm-hmm. Different ways I can explain. I can explain based on an imitation that I did yesterday.
Okay.
Makes me feel good. Now, what else, Lisa?
Dr. Natasha, she's a sex expert. She was in here a while ago.
She's a POA.
Do I remember?
Hair.
I have logged on that. You know how we get little free codes to get on that website? And because I can't get on Mr. Skin, I have been on Dr. Natasha's website many times, and, you know, it's hell.
She's the only sexpert we've ever had on the show who really is a piece of ass who would really like to have sex with.
Yeah, absolutely. And she took her top off the last time she was here.
And who else?
Yes, she did. Our old friend, Dr. Leah, whose late husband, Dr. Bob, Bob Schwartz, was on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I told Charlie I didn't want this guy on.
No, he's
the
dead.
Girl, the lady.
Oh, the girl. I didn't want the dead
the
husband.
Widow?
The
widow Schwartz.
Oh, he told me yes. So she's already scheduled for an in studio.
Oh, well, you two are
gonna
have to discuss that on your next date. Monday when the Raiders win the Super Bowl,
right?
That Dick, what's his first name?
Mark.
Mark.
No, his name is Dick.
Will be diving into a dump truck full of fresh.
Pickup truck, I think.
Wet cow manure.
Yeah, fresh, wet.
And he said he'll stay in it for 10 minutes.
10 minutes of rolling around in the poo.
And if, you know, by some miracle, Tampa Bay wins, he gets $500 from me.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you're not going to acknowledge it, are you?
Not a chance.
You just write him a check and send him on his way?
I'm not going to write him a check because I don't want him to know where I live.
Right.
I'll just give him cash.
Yeah, but he's not going to come in, right?
No, I think he's...
Yeah, he'll be here.
He'll be here either
way.
Either way. But, Mike, don't worry.
I'm going to drop
He's going to sit close
this,
to you.
This is the safest bet I have ever made in my life.
Yeah, the only thing, that's fine that you're saying that, but you know, there's only one rule. Of all the sports, there's only one rule, and it is true in the NFL. And you know, on any given Sunday.
Well, this Sunday.
And Tampa's on a roll.
The Raiders are going to win. Okay, that's what we have coming up.
Also,
and what else?
There is an author from New Jersey who, she's an editor, put together a book on threesomes and with some pictures. And we're going to talk a little bit about threesomes.
Oh, and I forgot on Friday. Yes. Remember the guy we had in, the blackjack guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's coming in on Friday because he's going to tell you about all the stuff that you can bet on in Las Vegas and Atlantic City and Reno on the Super Bowl.
Wow,
Mike,
cool.
Which team will score first? Who will win the coin flip?
Yeah, coin toss, yeah, that's great.
What will be the number of the guy that scores the first touchdown? Who will be the first guy to touch the ball?
How to leave like your radio partner without losing your ass. How to leave early from Atlantic City. How to go home with money in your pocket instead of staying an extra night and losing more money the next day and feeling sad because your life's just not going well anyway.
He's coming on the show. Now.
Wait, you really don't want Dr. Leah?
No, really I don't. I do want Leah Remini.
Wasn't she kind of hot?
I don't recall her as
like
being...
Like in an older woman kind of way? Wasn't she well
she
put together?
She was attractive.
I don't recall that. Talk to your boyfriend. I'm pretty sure I gave him the thumbs down.
So how long has she been widowed?
Well, let's see. Last time she was on the show, we were up in New York, I'd say ballpark about a year ago, and it was within a year of that.
So ask her if she wants to play Senior Bachelorette. I want to call the Michael Hoover hotline now.
Yeah.
The 24-hour hotline...
This is your bachelorette.
This has been approved, incidentally, so don't hit the dumb button.
Let's see what he has to say. Michael Hoover.
Yeah. The Michael Hoover...
We're not here to make fun.
...hotline. Which Rob and I were given the number because we joined the fan club.
Ah, very good. That's him.
Thank you for calling the Michael Hoover hotline.
That must be Bobby.
January 17th. Michael will be at Bobby B's Palace in Baltimore, Maryland.
Bobby a smoker?
The information number there
apparently
is 410-250-1865.
Wow. Good hotline.
18th, he will be at the Fenwick Inn in Ocean City, Maryland.
Wow.
With Sweetwater.
That's where we were.
January 23rd, Mike will be at the Chesapeake Music Hall in Annapolis, Maryland with Sweetwater.
Thank you.
The information number there is 1-800.
Can we play a game?
03.
We should have her on Tobacco Road.
January 25th.
Small
Mike will be at the Holy Trinity Church.
Oh, and, you know, it reminds me, I was mentioning we hate the American Idol, but we will be having the winner of our American Idiot concert sometime in the next couple of weeks.
God, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
February 1st, he will be at the George Mason University at 8 o'clock.
In our backyard.
Brief halftime appearance.
Brief halftime.
February 8th, he'll be at Sailwinds in Cambridge, Maryland with Sweetwater. The information number there is 410.
He's working the Maryland circuit.
Sure is.
7245.
All right, Michael.
February 14th.
Boy, he's hot.
Back at the weekend.
I just had to promise I'd let this go through until they gave out his website.
Information only. You may contact his manager, Mrs. Bobby Hoover, at 1-54.
Okay, I'm not going to give out the phone number, but they asked for the website.
718. Don't forget to check out Michael's homepage on the internet, www.michaelhoover.com. His email address is show at Michael Hoover.
She's dynamic.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye. Time to get that Marlboro Light.
You know what I was thinking, though? If Elvis were alive, would he be doing this much business as Michael Hoover?
Probably not.
It's about the same size venue I think Elvis would be playing.
Yeah, now, I think you're probably right.
You know, while Rob and I were having the time of our lives at this show, and like we told you yesterday, after this,
right,
we went out, Robbie and I went out karaoke.
Yes, we did.
Did you get tapes of your karaoke?
No, we didn't.
Oh. Spur of the moment.
Although they would have, it was $8 to get a videotape with a bad fog machine that made it look like you were farting.
Right.
We decided not to. While we did that, Mike's band was playing one of their cherry gigs over the weekend.
Right.
And I know that you had some special stuff happen at your band gig.
We had, you know, every now and then people come out from around here from the station, and we had Cameron and his lovely girlfriend came out to the show.
Kathy.
I want to thank him for coming. It's Kathy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Buzz. And,
this little girl had knockers.
It was really, really, you know, thanks to your promotional messages. We got a good crowd in there. It was very, very nice. And I think it was probably, I think before we went on, I'm not sure, or it was between the first and second set, that we noticed some little people hopping around in the venue that we were in.
Some midgets?
Oh, don't say that, because, you know, I mean, I got that day. Let me tell you who I saw.
No.
The guy used to be on the show, Scott the Dwarf, was there. And it wasn't just Scott the Dwarf. It was Scott the Dwarf and a couple of his bandmates in his famous band,
The Little Kings.
The Little Kings.
Right.
And really, you know, we hadn't seen Scott for a long time.
Didn't they play in something Palooza?
He's open. I was sitting there.
Like for Kid Rock or something?
Later on, I was talking to Scott, and I was saying, you know, because I really know that they've done big gigs. They've done big venues. I said, you know, who's the biggest guy you open for? And he said, and, you know, he didn't hesitate. Because everybody, I'm trying to impress everybody around Scott that this guy is a legitimate on the road. That's what he does full time now.
Right.
He said Eminem. He's opened for Eminem.
Cool.
I mean, and they really do this, and I've never heard him play, but he's there, Scott the Dwarf, with his guitar player and his drummer, and I think one other guy, but I'm not sure. I think there were three of these guys, and I see him walking around. And, you know, I go give him a hug, which is hard to do with Scott because you got to bend at the waist.
If you don't know, Scott used to be one of our interns, mm-hmm. and maybe his greatest moment ever on the show was the year on St. Patrick's Day,
right?
That we dressed him up like the Lucky Charms guy,
mm-hmm.
and he got so friggin' drunk that he had a wireless microphone out on the back steps.
It's funny you mentioned that.
He was throwing up. Yeah. I mean, he was projectile vomiting.
Green.
The result was he threw up, then fell asleep with his head in the puke. Using,
right.
And I remember this so clearly. A paper towel roll as a pillow.
Yep.
And the puke was making the green in his hair run a trail of green.
You know, Scott was so bombed on Saturday night. And Scott hung out. I think it was between the first and second set.
He
was
there.
Well, afterwards, he was pounding. And old Scott, I think the rock and roll road has all I'm telling you is that I was observing Scott's rap with women. There were a lot of women around, and young women, attractive women, and Scott.
He's a player.
Scott was just, he had the rap down.
Yeah.
He had the rap down, and Scott,
I guess he's dumped the old lady. Then,
no,
huh?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they're still together.
Well, didn't one time he tell us about, like, that little...
The little person's convention.
Oh, that's a sex thing.
That
yeah.
swinger thing where they all get together and they all have.
Well, his guitar player.
Dwarfing sex.
His guitar player is a really good looking guy. And he, you know, he's a little person and he's a good looking little person.
Sure he is.
And we were all, the whole band and everybody went out to breakfast with all these people. And the guitar player and this other woman were very late getting to the breakfast in the wee hours of the morning after the gig. And Scott was indicating that perhaps this little guy was getting some. Getting some on the way over. But Scott was just over the top. It was really after the crap show, we were sitting around the table, and it was the Scott show for about 45 minutes, where Scott was just... I can't say what he said on the radio, because he was making offers towards... to women that I've never... This is a Scott I never knew.
Like what?
This
well,
is
his initials.
He was offering a sexual... act
oral
that would be a yes but not traditional, not in the location you don't like. And he was saying to this one woman, I could do this standing up.
He was
making all these little
and
claims.
He would eat her,
and then at the culmination of the Scott show is when somehow the subject of Scott and his thing
it
came up
does,
and
doesn't...
Scott showed the entire bar.
No, no.
Still here?
What he's got. You know, Rob, I didn't look.
You know, the whole time I was here, he constantly told us what a gigantic schlong he had.
And he was talking about that, and it was the, you know, it was the Scott show. And I was laughing my ass off, because Scott was not only bombed, but, you know, he's a little guy, and, you know, dwarves are funny. I'm sorry, Scott. True. That's the way it is. And Scott was just, he was also saying, you know, apparently the last time, we busted his balls pretty good about him being on the Star trip.
Well, that's when he was with Kid Rock.
With the Little Kings, and he was very apologetic about that. He's saying, hey, I know the last time I came in here, I said, I love you guys, I love being on the show. And then he'd, like, go right back to, you know, I want to eat your, and I'll stand up and do it. And then he's, like, dropping trout. Oh. And then it's just, I mean, it was all, this guy, it was all Scott. Scott monopolizing the conversation.
Scott the Dwarf, if you're listening.
He is a super stud.
Please, you must come back to the show for a guest appearance. Please.
Scott wants to come on the show. Scott wants to, look, I'd had a few adult beverages.
How many times did I offer him the chance before he even went with Kid Rock saying, bring your band to the show and perform.
Mm-hmm. I remember Scott, like, on air, off air, because, you know, the thing about Scott, because he's a little person, people walk him and go, hi, how are you? They kind of, you know, handle him with kid gloves a little bit. And I would walk down the hallway and I'd go, F you, and he'd go, F you, and we were reminiscing about that and how we enjoyed that. What I got from him, I think, I mean, he's very much into, like, rekindling the relationship with the show. He said he was gonna call the show when I was talking about him. I don't know if he's listening right now, but he wants to get back, in, and this is a Scott that I hadn't seen. You know, we've had Scott on the show, kind of humble jewelry cleaner Scott.
No, the last time he was
on.
That's
an animal. He's a wild animal.
The last time he was on, he was really, really full of himself. He had become too big for the show.
I think he's, like, gone out and they're still doing, like, big venues, and they're still touring with his band. That's to the best of my knowledge, that's his full-time job. And the only other thing I was going to mention, we had dwarves and we had a room full of lesbians at the craft show. I don't know whether it's because of the music or what, but I mean, all I know is that we seem to have.
I think it's you, baby.
You think it's me? I'm a lesbian magnet. I love the lesbians.
Mm-hmm. I think it's you.
And you know, it just was. It was, you know, lesbians and dwarves all over the place. That's fantastic.
Scott the Dwarf, please contact the show. Please.
You know, the greatest thing in Scott's past was actually at a Christmas party when he came with his wife, and Mike was talking to Scott and saw his wife and said, "Well, this must be the little lady."
I remember that. And that's when Scott, like, without missing a beat, went, F you.
That's right.
Exactly. And don't use the M word. He was even more adamant about that this time because, you know, somebody, you know, I think it came out and, you know.
Scott said,
oh, my God.
Man, now he's going to be pissed because we have to go to a break.
Well, just say hello to him.
Oh, I want him to come down.
Yeah.
Scott.
Hey, man.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
You sons of bitches.
You're an animal. You're a wild animal.
I don't even remember that goddamn guy.
Scott, we have to do a break now. But tell me, when are you going to come down here and do the show again with us?
I will come down anytime you guys
want. How about tomorrow?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. See, it's a new Scotty.
Scott.
Yeah.
How about first break?
Okay.
Can you be here at 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't wear that see-through shirt that you wear.
Oh, you wore that the last time you were here.
On his website. I was looking at his website with the little case. Who are the two? Did you come with two guys or three guys in your band?
I came actually with my whole band.
Yeah, the whole band was there.
But I have some bad news. My guitar player quit.
Oh.
So I'm searching. We're searching out another little person guitar player.
Right? Hey, that should be an easy pull.
Yeah,
Scott, we'll do it all tomorrow on the show.
All right, cool, man.
Cool.
All right.
All right, guys.
We miss you. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you.
That's a good pull, Mike.
That'll be great.
That's a good pull. The return of Scott the Dwarf.
I want to eat your... I'll stand up to do it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo. You got a gift, my friend. You got a gift. Oh, yeah. You saw that there was something I was trying to do, and you figured that out. That's why you are who you are. God bless you. You got a f***ing gift.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's good.
Famed gay magician,
hi.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
You know, we're Running short on time here. We're trying to get something together. We do a bit on the show every week where we review movies that we have not seen yet.
Right.
However, there is a movie that's out now, and somebody on the show has seen it and wants to come in and review the movie. And I think we can give him like 1 or 2 minutes to review it. From what I've heard, this individual says it's already his Oscar pick for 2003. I'm wondering if it's Catch Me If You Can.
That's strong.
I'm wondering if it's Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Is it going?
Don't know exactly what it is.
Get to know Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, people. Hi, John.
Hi, Charlie. There. Good to see you.
I am so excited.
It might be about Schmidt.
No.
It might be The Hours.
No, it's not.
It might be Lord of the Rings,
no
The Two
way.
Towers.
No way.
I don't know. What could it possibly be?
Can I say it now?
Yeah.
The best movie of the year.
What?
The best movie I've ever seen is Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack.
It was so funny.
Let's put two minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, you really saw this movie?
I did, Don. I did. I loved it. It's about a kangaroo. And the kangaroo dances.
Okay. Here now with the review. And this is the best movie you've ever seen?
The best movie. It's the best movie ever, Don.
Wow. All right.
It's
here
the
now.
Best movie ever. Kangaroo Jack.
Movie time with Charlie. Mm-hmm.
Kangaroo Jack by Charlie. Kangaroo Jack is the best movie I've ever seen. Do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a story about Charlie and Lewis who have to bring money to Australia. And when they get to Australia, they hit a kangaroo in the street. And it's not a street, it's like a dirt road. And they hit the kangaroo, and then the kangaroo looks like it's dead. And then the kangaroo gets up, and it's not dead. And Lewis puts his jacket with the money on it on the kangaroo. And the kangaroo runs away. And then they have to chase the kangaroo. And they can't catch the kangaroo because it's hopping too fast. And they get a car, and then they get a plane, and they try... They try to catch the kangaroo, but he's still too fast for them. And then the bad guys come over on a plane from the United States to the country, Austria, where the kangaroo is.
Yeah.
And then they try to get the kangaroo, too. And the kangaroo has money in Lewis's jacket. It says Brooklyn on the front of it. It's so much fun. I love Kangaroo Jack. This movie is funny and sexy.
What is sexy about it?
Oh, Don, there's a pretty girl in it. And she's got boobies. Oh. Big boobies.
She gets
wet. I mean, she goes in the water and gets wet.
Oh, so you see her nipples?
Yeah, and they love each other. Charlie, the boy that is Lewis's friend that chases the kangaroo,
yeah.
He goes swimming in a pool with the lady that's got the big boobs, and she says, "Don't go swimming here! Don't go swimming here!" He says, "But I'm dirty, and I'm going to go swim. You can leave if you want." And she stays, and then they kiss.
Now,
and I got really excited.
Is it a real kangaroo?
In the pool?
No, in the movie.
Oh, yes, Don, it's a real kangaroo.
Computer generated.
Oh, no, they trained it. I love Kangaroo Jack. That's my pick. It's fantastic. It's the best movie ever, Don. And in the end, the kangaroo becomes their friend. And the kangaroo has a wife and a baby. And they come out and they all see each other. And then, at the very end, the kangaroo kicks Charlie in the head again. And he falls down because the kangaroo is too close. You can't get close to a kangaroo, it'll kick you in the head.
How many thermometers do you give this movie?
I give it 5 thermometers, the most I can fit. The most I can fit. No, to heck with that. I'm going to give it 9.
Wow.
9 thermometers right up Charlie's thing.
Off the chart.
Wow.
That's big jam of in there because Charlie loves the Kangaroo Jack.
Oh,
I'm going to go see it again. I've already seen it twice.
Now, I have not seen you this excited.
Kangaroo Jack.
I can't remember the last movie. Maybe, what was the movie with the fat boys? You love that,
Disorderlies! Yes. Rated PG! Disorderlies, this is much funnier. Because the kangaroo is so funny. And at one point, they're in the desert.
Yeah.
They can't see because they're so hot. And they're really starting, and they have a mirage. I think that's what it's called.
A mirage?
And he wakes up, and he thinks the Kangaroo Jack is singing to him, but he's really not. Because he's all dizzy, and he's hot, and he's thirsty. And Kangaroo Jack goes, a hip hop, hippity hop.
He loves it.
My God, it was so fun.
Are you sure it was a real kangaroo and not a computer?
Oh, yes.
A puppet,
yes.
Or...
yes, it was real.
And the kangaroo talks?
Well, not really talks.
He sings?
But he talks when it's a dream, but he's not real. He's a real kangaroo, though.
Mm. Real kangaroo.
Dream kangaroo. They put the jacket on him. They did, Don. I swear to God.
And you give this 9 thermometers.
9 thermometers. Right where it counts.
Right.
10. Wow.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
oh my God,
one man found a way.
Sorry,
to
Jerry O'Connell.
Bring good news to his people.
Jerry O'Connell's
he
funny.
He made it up.
So's Kangaroo Jack. They call him a roo.
Yeah.
That's what they say over in Austria. They call it a roo.
A roo.
A roo in Austria.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, what is your...
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm good. You liked the movie.
I did. You'll love it, too. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet, but I will
Kangaroo
now.
Kangaroo Jack.
What is your least
Jesus,
story?
It's funny.
What's your story, Buzz?
Today, Joe Millionaire doesn't like it when you call him stupid.
Do you like Joe Millionaire?
What? I haven't seen it, Don.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Charlie, that was all very...
Hangarific! Bye.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Draw your own conclusions. Hey! I forgot to mention, tomorrow on the show, we're going to call that place that ran the ad in Monday's Philadelphia Inquirer. An ad in the newspaper on Monday saying, buy your Eagles Super Bowl package.
And I think what we should do is just be legit.
Try to order.
And just really,
right.
Because that'll make them really mad.
It's time for Buzz Now and the new show, Buzz, brought to you by Viramax, sexual enhancer.
Ooh.
Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Joe Millionaire's Evan Marriott says he doesn't mind when people or tabloids say that he's gay or
Joe.
Woman-hater.
Joe.
Or that he's secretly rich.
Joe.
Rocket body. He says none of those things are true. He says he never would have agreed to do the show if they were true. Yeah. What bothers him, he says, is when viewers call him stupid. Sure.
He's... Right. You know what? He has something in common with this man.
This is Sam Huff.
Sam Huff got mad when we called him stupid.
Yeah, nobody likes to be called stupid. No. And of course, he's ashamed.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Joe Millionaire.
He's
ashamed he dropped out of high school and disappointed his family, but he's not stupid. As for his family's money, he says his dad juggled 3 jobs to make ends meet. Quoting him, we weren't living in poverty, but my parents struggled to make sure my sister and I had nice things. I had Ralph Lauren clothes, but they were bought from TJ Maxx.
Yeah, that guy's full of crap.
Yeah.
I think, really, I don't know. You know, you and I have a bet. We haven't decided the bet yet. Of course, I think that it's going to be that he's got money or he's got money coming to him.
Right.
Either way, they have some type of surprise ending for us. And this guy is just a rube.
Would it be cool if, like, at the end he proposes, he says, I have $15 million, and then his head just blows clean off?
That'd be the best show ever, Mike.
He's an android.
Now we've got a show.
And it's just like all sorts of springs and stuff.
I think he's too dumb to be gay, though. I think generally your garden variety homosexual
usually have a little smarts. Yeah, I think you're right.
I've told you before that, like, walking bomb pilots, all of them that I know, they're like, you know, man, you go, what's the phone number for
right.
for a peaking delight. 555-5555.
Right.
Yeah, you don't meet a lot of moron fags.
No, you sure don't.
No, you don't. No.
Duh. Jack Nicholson has upset the owners of a house he rented in Omaha, Nebraska while making a movie there. He not only walked around naked in the borrowed house, he apparently left stains on the furniture.
Now, was it number one, number two, number three?
You be the judge.
It was number three.
Quoting a source to MSNBC, you could tell the dining room chair Jack always used because it was covered with pasta sauce and God knows what else.
This is Jack DNA.
The owners now plan to sell those chairs on eBay, of course.
Of course.
To the highest bidder.
Nicholson relish.
Nicholson, by the way, has already apologized to the people of Omaha who complained that they had seen him walking around naked inside that house.
You know, I've grown kind of sick of Jack Nicholson, yeah. But every once in a while, like I saw him on the Golden Globes.
Right.
And he's up there, he's wearing the tinted sunglasses because he's high. And he said, you know, I didn't expect to win tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. I just took a Valium. Oh, you know what it's
he's
like that?
He's still Jack Cool.
You know, yeah. I mean, he still manages, even when I'm sick of him,
right.
He still somehow manages to rise back up again.
He is the king of cool. I mean, there are very few people that can maintain cool for that long.
I didn't see it. I hear he's huge now. Is that true? Is he big?
Yeah, he's very fat.
Yeah?
He is very fat.
Mm, too bad. A much needed...
I don't think it's going to slow him down, Buzz.
Probably not.
I think his fingers still smell like fish.
Probably. Although I did read an interview where he says he's not as sexual as he used to be, so he's getting older now.
But he has to take the Viagra.
Probably.
F you, white trash.
Lara Flynn Boyle. I'm going to climb on her.
A much-needed victory for the suffering McDonald's hamburger chain today. A federal judge has thrown out the lawsuit blaming Mickey D's food for causing obesity in children. The plaintiffs included a 400-pound teenager who said he eats McDonald's food every day.
You're not going to believe this!
But the judge says the plaintiffs...
Incredible!
The plaintiffs failed to prove that McDonald's customers didn't know the stuff could make them fat.
There's the little boy right there.
Incredible! Very excited.
You're not going to believe this!
Quoting the judge, they cannot blame McDonald's if they choose to satiate their appetite with supersized products.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
There's another customer.
A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis. And this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Supersize me.
Plaintiff's lawyer says it's too early for McDonald's to celebrate. He says he'll now refile the lawsuit. And a new study says Americans have been supersizing at home, not just at restaurants. The study says it really started in the late 70s, Americans serving themselves bigger portions at home. Quoting a nutritionist, we're so used to these big sizes when we eat out, when we go home, we forget what a normal portion is.
Come on.
You know what I don't get?
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
Here's what I don't get.
What are you?
It's like when Domino's has the whatever, the dots.
The dots, yeah, the
now,
cinnamon sugar.
Now I see that Papa John's has, what are you doing?
I'm rubbing my stomach.
Papa John's has this thing called Cinnapie,
uh-huh. Right,
which
right,
is
right.
Like a little pizza, mm-hmm. With, and it's like that Cinnabon stuff.
Right, right.
Here's the thing. Who wants to eat that after they've had a pizza?
I agree, Don.
Well, right, I don't know. It's just, the tastes don't seem to go together to me. Boy, that was a great pizza. Boy, would I love a Cinnabon right now.
Man, how you have changed, Tommy Toon.
And you know, you would think that beer and donuts wouldn't go together, too.
That's right.
So one would think.
Absolutely. Or mince with butter. There you go. You ever have a jelly donut? Suck the jelly out and put chocolate swirl ice cream in it?
It's a fat thing. I just think it's just a weird...
No, you know what? You're absolutely...
Weird,
I was
it's
joking.
A weird combination.
I was joking. I mean, after you finish a pizza, the last thing you want is another, like, dough product.
Right. And it is just pizza
dough. You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
And what's the deal with cinnamon? When did cinnamon become the...
Well,
is it cheap? Is that
why? It's just easy to throw on the leftover pizza dough that they used to make these...
No, Buzz is right.
Yeah.
And Domino's started it with the cinna sticks.
Right. But right. They still mustn't quite like an Auntie Annie's pretzel.
Yeah, what cinnamon does go with is the Taco Bell food. You know, they have the cinnamon twist there. That works for me.
Really?
Yeah.
But where they use cinnamon to kill the smell of rotting meat.
Rob, that's true. How they get you.
That's how they get you.
Singer R. Kelly was arrested today in Florida on more child pornography charges.
Hey, listen, he's just as innocent as Pete Townsend.
Mm-hmm. He was already facing those charges in Illinois. Investigators in Miami say they found a dozen photographs of a nude girl at his home there.
Fast play.
Full name Robert Kelly is still behind bars waiting to post bond. He's already out on bond from Chicago, where he faces 21 counts over...
Put a bullet in his head. How's that? Put a bullet in his head.
R. Kelly's music ranges from the inspirational I Believe I Can Fly to the sexed up Feeling on Yo Booty.
What was that, Buzz?
That was Feeling on Yo Booty.
Say what?
Feeling on Yo Booty.
Right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You'll want a Kleenex after that sneeze. Now here is Buzz.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
After all these years, Pete Rose may finally be ready to come clean. He's finally told Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig he's ready to admit he bet on the game.
Whatever.
That he's ready to apologize for lying about that for 13 years.
She's got a hot body.
She's got a rocket body.
She's got a rocket body. I bet on baseball. I love my mullet.
And also that he'll serve out an additional probation.
Was that a combination of...
Pete Rose and Joe Million.
And that guy that we do.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Just that. And, Mike, we're making one of those calls tomorrow. One of those Super Bowl calls with the Raiders. In the Buccaneers.
Find out all about the goings-on.
We got a nacho cheese.
You're going to be selling the studio.
You're going to serve cone queso?
Pete Rose is doing all this to get reinstated into the sport and to make way for his induction into the Hall of Fame next year if the people who vote on that are willing to forgive him.
You know, the Super Bowl's in San Diego.
Hey, warming up for you.
I used to work with a disc jockey, no S. Disc jockey name, Sam Diego. Oh. Sam Diego with you. I am not kidding.
Was that before or after you worked with Albania?
No. Sam Diego worked at the same station as the Flying Hawaiian.
Oh, there you go.
Of course.
That's almost getting into that old station up in Frederick.
Oh, yeah. Kimo Savi Joe.
Grizzly Adams.
And Davy Crockett.
Did she have any choice, really? Lisa Marie Presley is trying to launch a career as a rock star. Her debut album, To Whom It May Concern, will be out April 8th from Capitol Records. Quoting the King's only offspring, this is me, this record is me, every song is me, you're going to see who I really am and not what the tabloids say.
I think she's nuts.
In sports.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
Here she is.
Yeah.
You sound a couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute. The late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
There she is, the former Mrs. Nicolas Cage.
In sports, not only did Harvey the Hound get his tongue ripped out, he's now gotten a slap on the wrist, too. The Calgary Flames mascot has been reprimanded by the team for his behavior toward the Oilers Monday night. The mascot was leaning into the Oilers bench and taunting the team. That prompted the Edmonton coach to rip out Harvey's tongue and toss it into the stands. And finally, some sex news. We have now reached cruising altitude. Please feel free to get naked. For $1,500, you can fly from Miami to Cancun this spring for a clothing optional trip. The nudist will be asked to put a towel between their seats and their seats.
Nice bush.
And for safety's sake, no hot beverages will be served.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
And look at that. We brought it in. Brought it in right on time.
Brought her in.
And then we got to go. tomorrow with the all-new episode of Scott the Dwarf and Mr. Skin and my brother Jim. And, oh, yes, Charles Broyhill live at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Reporting. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And some of this all tomorrow is a duel. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Rob.
Yo.
How about the moon crickets, huh?
Ah, tell you what, good hunting.
All right.
B.M.
Eaters.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.